Costco. I love you.
Impressive.
Hi, Jinx and Sue podcast.
God, please turn my headphones down just a little bit.
Just turn the music down. God. Son of a bitch. Hi, Jinx and Sue podcast. This is going to be number 39.
Wow. That was me. Sorry.
We're listening to the Hi, Jinx and Sue theme song. By Jeff Fart Inc. at jefffartinc.com. All kinds of F's in there. Google it. In the studio today, myself, Joel from hijinxandsue.com. Eli.
Oh, Jesus.
That was your hello? The death music is your hello? Okay.
Okay.
Turn that down.
All of the music is like 80 times too loud.
Yeah, that's true. There you go. Much nicer.
Yeah.
Denise!
What's up?
Yeah, okay, still, you're going to have to turn down my headphones, because every time you talk, it just pierces through my skull.
This is the kind of stuff that we should handle before this show.
Yeah, right. I'm pretty sure you're talking quieter before the show.
Shut your hole. Have I turned it down yet?
Yes.
Good.
This is going to be a f***ing disaster.
Also muted your mic. Across from Denise is Josh.
What up?
Hey, asshole!
And again, me.
Shut up.
I get two. On this week's Hi, Jinx and Sue podcast... The podcast by geeks, for geeks, with four geeks of the number four geeks. I got to work on that.
Yeah.
That's a terrible
tagline.
We'll be doing This Week in Internet. We'll be taking your questions in the mail sack. We will be doing This Week in Movies and DVDs. And also the Hi, Jinx and Sue recommendations to you. And something special that I haven't told any of you about.
It's the year-end blowout, bitches.
It's the last one of the year. We're going to podcast you so hard. You don't even know.
I don't like that.
Woo! All right.
Yay.
Podcast upside your head.
It sounds painful.
If you do it right, it's extremely painful.
That's when you know you're doing it right.
Yeah. That's how you know it works, when everyone's crying at the end. Joining us...
No, don't do that. Don't do it.
Joining us internet-wise are...
Like a Gorshin?
A handful of fancy bastards in the chat room... Coming to you live over ustream.tv/hijinxandsue. And then again, not live after you download this later. Let's get started. Does everyone have the links pulled up?
Of course not.
Because I'm going to need Eli's help on this.
I got him in front of me.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to log in to chat because I have to send Eli a link.
Bah.
And,
Oh my god.
Following up... On last week. This is the intro segment, which I'm going to call This Week in Bullshit. So if anyone's got anything, get it ready. You know how I was telling you guys I was listening to Lord of the Rings book on MP3?
Are you still doing that?
Yeah, I made fun of you.
Yes, I'm going to see it through. At least the first one I'm going to see it through.
Oh, God.
Have you made it out of Bag End yet?
Just barely. I listened to the Council of Elrond between Dallas and Beaumont, so that was 6.5 hours. That is literally... 15 minutes of the movie, it is like 19 hours written when you read it out loud.
Your wife, like the book of Genesis?
She was in the back with the baby.
she had no say.
I had headphones on. No, I just had headphones on.
Oh, okay. That explains
While you were driving? That's dangerous.
I wasn't driving.
You could have... Oh, okay, never mind.
So, there was more people in the car. They spend a good, like, hour and a half circle-jerking each other about how great everyone in the council is. Like,
they're elves, hello.
Elrond is like,
had Gandalf not...
And this is the voice the guy uses that reads it.
Had Gandalf not told us about the impending doom with his wise wisdom and his incredible wisdom of elfly wizardry and wizardness and, like, just on and on and on and on.
And they don't mention that fucking ring for, like, at least 2 hours of that whole scene. They're just like...
What?
Telling stories and shooting the shit, and then a dwarf stands up and he's like, "I want to talk now." And then he tells a story about a goat, and then the ring, right? I'm sorry.
What are we doing here again?
They must be puzzled for a while because no one gets to the point, and then no one believes him. after he gives all the evidence, they're like, "How do we even know it's the same ring? I thought you would ask that. I prepared a monologue.
I prepared a PowerPoint presentation."
See here on slide one. This is Mount Doom. This is where the ring was for. Gary, are you listening? Are you listening? Look, eyes forward.
What?
Eyes forward. What? Put your BlackBerry down.
This is the... Oh, how did that get in there?
Oh, no.
That's not supposed to be.
What, is it like Elrond hitting his daughter? Like,
whoa.
Wait, what?
Nice,
dude. I was going to say all of Aerosmith hitting...
Yikes. Steven Tyler should have played harsh. Elrond, though.
No, oh, no, God. Yeah.
Welcome to Rivendale!
With, like, the scarf and the...
Yeah.
Well, of the time...
This scarf was woven in Mount Doom.
The sword was broken.
One scarf to rule them all.
And in the darkness, rock them! Yadada! Hello, Philadelphia! Wow! I mean, Rivendale!
Hello? Where are we again? Where are we here this week?
Oh, that's right. Mine's of Moria. Mines of Moria! What are you doing?
Like, you wake the Balrog, shut up!
No, hello, where's the Balrog? All the way in the cheap seats, the Balrog!
Dude, when they announced, like, they were going to do Lord of the Rings, Alex and I were so stoked. We're like, yeah, fuck yeah! And then we saw that she was a part of the cast, we're like, oh, shit!
No!
Oh, no!
Abort! Abort!
Only because Armageddon had been out.
Oh, and right. Was awesome. And
what was it?
Ben Affleck.
I
don't want to close my eyes!
And we were like, sleep. We were expecting to don't want to be the Lord of the Rings. I don't want to be the Lord.
Because I miss you, babe.
I guess.
And yeah. I don't want to take this ring.
No, I don't. Yeah.
It rhymes. Yeah. Just you have to.
Yeah. No, that's good.
That's what I was worried about. And I was like, this movie's going to suck. Because she's in it.
For like 5 minutes.
No.
And it's like 18 hours long.
Turns out she was fine.
Yeah, because she barely says anything. And she was in the book even less. Dude, seriously, where I am now, she hasn't even shown up yet. And I'm like halfway through the second one.
I don't know that she does show up in the first book.
She's sitting at the table, but she doesn't do any of the stuff she did in the... And
women belong in the kitchen.
The other part that's great is people keep letting you know they're going to be long-winded. Like Glorn.
Pull up a chair, light a cigarette.
I'm serious, dude.
I'm going to be talking for a while.
Frodo sits now...
Did you have a bathroom break?
Either Frodo or Bilbo sits down next to Glorn, father of Gimli, and he's like, "Well, nice of you to sit next to a dwarf. We're known for telling long, boring stories. Let me know if I do. Here's one!" And like, just goes on. And the best part is, he knows all the names of every place, but every place has 45 names. So he's like, "The best place to get gas is going to be in the parking lot of the Costco, known to the elves as Ifwaldor and Dolangul, known to the elves, dwarves as Minas Morfok, also known to the Klingons as Costco, what with a K.
And like 12
they
Qs.
They spell it differently.
Which, by the way, has great produce and right. Is highly underrated Let as a place to get produce.
And then there's a footnote, and Tolkien comes in and he's like, "Let's talk more about dwarven produce. Eggplants were favored, though they were called by the elves Mefrofdolil. Gwynwalenhalendilhel.
God damn it.
The produce clerk, Simon, known in the older tongue as Sunplangendil Gorfenhaven. Glorn. Glamon." Seriously, though, you would think people would just start slapping him because they're, like, walking off and he's like, "We're going to have to go to Moria. You might know it as Arflarfenflagel. Vlarvendarf."
Not Arflarfenflagel, Flargendarf. No!
Flindorf.
They say that those who go never come back.
Every place, he's like, "And it's near a river that we call Big River, but you might know it as Flundhaeswil Glivin Glarv Glegan. Elf. Elfin Flagan. Flagan." Now it's just fake Swedish.
You know, if
it's
they
like
got,
that IKEA stuff you were talking about
if
earlier.
If they got rid of the extra names, that book right. Would be cut in half.
You might call this a chair, but I call it Sklark Vagenhorven. Of Stonehenge.
So you're saying they had an IKEA, like, right next to Mount Doom?
Yes.
Like,
what are you talking about? That entire like book takes place inside of IKEA.
No, they make
Mount
it all the way
Doom
there.
Is on the second floor.
That's why it's an epic quest.
Yes. No, the epic quest is
lost.
Trying to check out. They're in a
the lines of Moria. Yeah, they're, like, oh no,
They're through IKEA. They're done shopping in like three chapters.
Damn it.
Seriously, you want to see sadness? Go tomorrow.
No.
I dare.
No.
I don't. I dare anyone to go to IKEA, Joel, tomorrow and take a camera.
I will give you $5 for you to go tomorrow and take a camera.
It's almost $5 of gas for that round trip.
If I had a live webcam, I'd go.
Do you remember when they opened the IKEA here and that lady slept in front of it for a week?
No. I remember when they opened it, but I don't remember that.
And they opened it here.
Her name Natalie Portman and she have a baby inside of it?
No.
What? Oh. No. Okay, that was Walmart. Never mind.
They said the first person in IKEA gets $10,000 credit. And so a woman camped out.
Oh my god, you could buy like 18 living rooms with that.
Yeah, I know, I was going to say.
Unless you bought their couches, and you could only buy a couch.
I would bought a crap ton of like
utensils and
their Swedish
coasters.
Meatballs.
I would have bought 400 cabinets.
Dude, just $10,000 of meatballs would feed your family for at least a good couple of years.
I know.
So she slept out there for over a week to be the first one in, and they eventually came out and gave her a chair. Like an IKEA chair.
Nice.
Oh, I thought, and they were like, that's all you get.
Yeah, it's not comfortable. And then she had a TV and like DVDs and shit, and she was wrapped up in a sleeping bag for a week, and we took pictures of her.
Hey, you know?
I should have fucking thrown feces at her. What a dumb bitch. Sleep outside of IKEA for a fucking week.
I know, like, for 10 grand in furniture, that's totally not worth it.
Well, for 10 grand in real furniture, which would buy like two rooms worth of furniture, but at 10 grand in IKEA, you could build a house out of particle board.
Yeah, what do you need?
Whoa. Eggwords in the chat wins the IKEA story.
What's that?
He says, I have a friend who was married at IKEA Houston by one of the ZZ Top guys.
Wow.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's better for the ZZ Top person. So anyway, moving on. This Week in Internet, or as you may know it, This Week in Eflafen Harpen, Gundil Dwill,
Net,
Gungleiten Net, Org. First thing, am I the only person that has not already listened to Silence of the Lambs, the musical? Do any of you know about this?
No.
All right, I'm sending this to Eli right now. I saw a link of this that was like, I know everyone's already seen this, but blah, 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 it's old news. I had not, and it's the best thing I've ever listened to in my life. It's an entire musical called Silence! Silence of the Lambs musical. And the reason they're getting more recognition is they just did 24 Season 2, the musical, which I have not listened to because I didn't watch the show, so it wouldn't be funny. But Eli...
Dude, actually, Season 2 would make a fantastic musical.
If you will send you this link, and if you will then play it.
Ugh, they put too much onions.
It's all pretty fucking great, though. Let's see. Click that bad boy. You can see the whole thing here. At least play the beginning of this one. My God, though.
Now, what did Miggs say to you? Multiple Miggs in the next cell, he hissed at you. What did he say?
He said, I can smell your cunt.
I see. I myself cannot.
So great.
Fuck.
If I could smell her cunt, she'd help me taste humanity again. And if I promised not to eat her, then perhaps she'd even be my friend.
Go to the site and pull up, put the fucking lotion in the basket.
Oh, God.
If I could smell her cunt.
What?
I could undo who I am. I'd snap my fingers, brand new man.
It's really good.
I admit it, clam, I almost can. Trapped behind this pane of glass, a man who mix of taste and class. I'm sitting on my...
Wow, it's really good.
It's well done.
Wait, so what? They're showing this where?
No, it's just MP3s.
It's just an audio production.
What was it? What was it called?
Number 6, put the fucking lotion in the basket.
Put the lotion in the basket.
Oh, I see.
I'd fuck me.
That's one of the songs.
Of course it is.
I'd fuck me.
Okay. There was a 24.
It rubs the lotion on its skin, it does this when it's told. It rubs the lotion on its skin, or else it gets the hose. When it's done,
you know,
one more thing, a simple little task.
What this really means...
Put the fucking lotion in the basket.
Put the fucking lotion in the basket. All these stupid women are the same.
Alright, that's enough.
Okay, this just might be the inspiration that I need to do Schindler's List, the musical. And you can do just like a just Schindler with an exclamation point and just jazz hands.
Actually, it would be called List.
List.
List. So go to John and Al, JONANDAL.com, and listen to that. And if you're a fan of 24 Season 2, then listen to 24 Season 2, the musical.
Do they have a song about a cougar? Is there like a track listing?
There's a cougar in the artwork.
Okay. It's an important plot point.
In 24?
Believe it or not, yes.
Like it assassinates the president?
The names of the songs are Damn It, The Longest Day of My Life, On My Sister's Wedding Day, Jack Where I Belong, Back Where I Belong, So Many Weeks Away, The Murder of Jack Bauer, Bring It On, I Will Torture You, by Jack Bauer, Saeed Ali, David Palmer, CTU, All I Have to Do, Someone Had to Volunteer, The Countries in the Middle East. That's kind of funny. Yeah, so anyway, that's funny. Enjoy that, Ned. The next thing. This is an item from Flickr. I want to say this was a Texas newspaper. I can't remember where it was from. Let's see. Anyway, Friday. This is just a highlight in the paper. Walmart. Police receive a report of a newborn infant found in a trash can. Upon investigation, officers discover it was only a burrito.
Fantastic. A very common occurrence.
This has to have happened a lot where you were growing up. Yep.
Are you sure it didn't happen in Florida?
Except where Eli was growing up, they were reporting burritos and finding babies.
Right, exactly.
Someone left a burrito in the trash can! And like, no, he's just a baby.
put it back.
Yeah, put it back. Tons. Put it. But they have three different trash cans. They have green for trash, blue for recycling, and pink for babies.
God damn it. It's terrible.
Just like another place that has bags for that.
What?
Whoa! Oh!
What?
Nice, well done.
What ending are you talking the year. About?
He's making an abortion clinic joke. Come on.
Ending the year on a high.
How did you not baby trash cans? I thought they just put out with the medical waste.
No, that's what
that means they have no soul.
What are you talking about, dude?
Let's move on.
The next thing, this is just kind of funny. I thought I'd just bring it up to talk about how TV is constantly declining in quality. My network TV, the thing that only shows cops and reruns, got better ratings than the CW this year.
Aww.
Wow. So that's pretty good.
Wow.
My network TV started when...
I like how it says clobbering. Like, yeah. It didn't just beat it out.
This it was fucking hulked cool. out and like, it's clobbering time!
It's cops reruns time! Hulk high speed chase! Drug possession! Beat wife! Ma'am, is the Hulk been abusing you? I know. Shut
he
up,
loves
bitch.
Me. It was my fault.
Comes out.
He loves me.
No, if he's smacking her, she's flying through the roof and like three towns over, and they're like, "All right, that's out of our jurisdiction."
Who loves me?
He's like, "Come here, slack, dude. I have to wear this wife beater. I don't really have much of a choice."
It's battering time.
She fell down some stairs. Into the next county.
She's actually got green blood on her face, sir. There's green blood everywhere. Shut up. Maybe we should leave this guy alone. Nah, fucking right, you should. But they started My Network TV when after the UPN and WB merged, there was a bunch of leftover networks that didn't get like absorbed. And so they're like, well, what do we do? Let's show cops reruns. And then they got better ratings. And wrestling. Wrestling is their other thing that they have, apparently. I don't know.
I used to watch wrestling.
Speaking of terrible TV, this one I've titled Am Glad, Am Sad. Say Goodbye to Wolf.
No!
What?
Am Glad got
he
canceled.
Made that show.
Dude,
No. That no! show's gone.
Oh!
Show's gone.
No! Oh. No!
Shut up.
I was actually thinking about that the other day for whatever reason. I think because I was perusing through the questions of, like, what TV are we looking forward to? It's like, since there's nothing on, I'll be glad to have some American Gladiators.
Wait. Does anybody know the fate of Wipeout?
Oh, that's one of the reasons it got canceled, because that did so well.
Oh, turns out it was also a better show.
It was cheaper.
I would imagine so.
Because all you had to do was put fatties in death traps.
It's all you had to do is... We built the pool already. It doesn't really cost anything anymore.
Dude, it's not even a pool. They're doing that at Universal Studios. Like, or... Disney, like,
they do it at the Waterworld Expo at Universal.
They like do it in the back area.
You have to like dodge the shark as it comes out of the water. Like what?
Yeah. Oh, you have to do it between
the backlot tour.
You can't do it at hours 3, 5, and 7 because that's when the actual show.
There's tours going through there, or they'll just tie you to the track of the monorail.
You have to run between the cars.
That sucks, dude. I loved that show because it was so bad.
Let's see. Wipeout and its giant red balls are bringing monster numbers to ABC. The Hollywood Reporter's James Hibbard says NBC has quietly canceled American Gladiators, thanks to plummeting summer ratings. That just means you didn't watch it hard enough, America.
To be fair, that show was like crazy homoerotic in a way even I don't like.
Well, this isn't appealing, right? I mean, that's gross, right? To everybody.
To a lot of people.
That's gross to everybody.
I'd say most people.
That's gross. This guy, this Nitro wannabe, whatever his name is, he sucks. I bet Wolf will be available for parties and shit, though.
Oh, my God.
For, like, beers.
That would be awesome.
What is that guy going to do now?
Professional party services by Wolf.com.
Cry in his beer.
For beers, I will come to your party and hang out.
You know, at this point, we should, like, try to get him on our show. And just tell him that we're going
to
pay him.
Eat us?
And then be like, well, no, he can Skype in and we'll
be
like,
Wolf is hungry.
Pretty much.
Cannibal. I eat people.
The wolf is out of a job.
Yeah, he's like, actually, I'm really sad. I need some work.
Actually, it's just a long video of us inside all warm while Wolf is like scratching at my back door. Like,
with a paw, like a thorn in his paw. What's like?
It's going to be awesome if we find out, like, 6 months later that he turned to be, like, I don't know, a minister or something. Like, he just went the opposite direction.
Oh, sure, why not?
He'll find Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus!
He's just... Eli's got his hand over that sound effect, trying to think, what the fuck can I say to it to make me want to play this?
You are on the ball.
Anything I can say about... I'm just playing it. Fuck it, I'm just playing it.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
Next internet. Lightsabers are banned in a UK supermarket. Because they can't distinguish them from real weapons.
Distinguish them from real lightsabers?
Yeah. Like, hang on. Does that have an orange tip? No?
Wait a minute.
That might be a real lightsaber.
Like, we're going to have to check your midichlorian count.
Yeah, hang on. They pull out a blood glucose meter and they're like, I don't think this even does it.
Just stick your finger in here, kid.
I don't know.
Ah!
I
just wanted to play a lightsaber!
Is that high? Is 14 high? Is that how many midichlorians are you supposed to have? I don't know. And then there's like another robber that's like, no, it's just a toy. Give me the money. Whatever.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Wait, like, what are we? What is this?
It's Sad Jimmy Eat World.
Oh, okay.
Eli's off the ball.
What? It's on fucking just like there.
You're only playing Jimmy Eat World though.
I just. Put a bunch of shit in the playlist.
Of just Jimmy Eat World. So.
Oh, now we're being punished. There's no music now.
That's okay.
Oh, no.
Silence.
What if you got one of those really good Master Replicas lightsabers that are like 500?
What about it?
Those look real.
Yeah, and it totally cuts through shit, and you can totally kill a person with one. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
You shove it through the door of like a 7-Eleven and then slowly carve a circle in it.
Yeah, in that time, the clerk has pulled a shotgun from behind the counter and killed you.
It really is a terrible weapon. I mean, there's just no reason that that's a good weapon.
It looks cool. It makes funny sounds.
Oh, right. That's actually what I've often defended your presence.
That's what she
those
said.
Exact words.
What?
New Judge Dredd film.
What? I haven't heard
about
this.
Wait.
Is Stallone coming back to reprise the role? Please. You
know, it's going to be Stallone and Wolf in a bar. Like, all with bad news. Stallone's crying in his beer. And he's,
Judge Dredd. No, Stallone. Wolf, feel bad for you, Judge Dredd.
But Wolf interested if they're a side part for Judge Dredd.
Maybe. Wolf maybe be sidekick like Rob Schneider.
Maybe Constable Wolf.
Constable Wolf.
Or Bailiff Wolf? Supermarket security guard Wolf? Or mall cop Wolf, perhaps?
Wolf getting pretty desperate.
Actually, that's it. That's what they get for Stallone. It's mall cop Dredd. He has to hand the reins over to the new Judge Dredd.
Things aren't going so good.
is there like a bailiff dread?
It's Mac from Night Court.
Does anybody want the rest of my burger?
Bowl.
No.
Throw up. There's so much.
It looks raw.
It's not raw.
It's red
it's
and pink.
Fine. No, it's fine. It's
other
perfectly
side.
Fine.
Check the other side. There's some pinkness going on in there.
No, it's not.
It's botulism.
It's fine.
Rebellion in 2000 AD are proud to announce that Judge Dredd is coming to a cinema near you. Together with DNA Films, the movie production company behind such great sci-fi movies as Sunshine and 28 Weeks Later, Judge Dredd will go into production in 2009. So there you go. Who should play him now that Stallone is not Judge Dredd?
Stallone.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure
there's
we covered
no other
this.
Answer for that, I don't think.
His brother, who's in porn.
Frank.
Dude, he was in porn.
Frank Stallone.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They both were in porn.
Yeah.
So was Sean Connery.
The Italian Stallion.
Actually,
wait,
do you
what?
Remember...
What?
Wait, that was released before
real
Rambo?
Sean Connery? Or, like, did somebody name it Junk and call it Sean Connery?
No, they called that the Shrewd.
Co-starring Sean Connery.
No, it was Sean Connery.
They bust out a marker and gave
it
a little mustache.
Yeah.
Sword.
No, he was actually in, like, an adult film. I think he did Full Frontal, but...
Who?
Connery. And Stallone. Stallone was in a porno before Rambo came out.
Yeah.
And then after it came out, they were like, holy shit, he's famous. And they re-released it and renamed it The Italian Stallion.
My nipples are hard.
I
just
did not know
about
any of that.
Yeah.
That.
He, at least he's young. Wow. He's not doughy and lumpy like he is now.
Him
and Schwarzenegger should have a dough off. A big lump.
Oh, like, I don't
they'd
want
They'd be like
that
two different kinds of Play-Doh that you just mash together and the colors start to meld.
Dough off.
That sounds terrible.
At first, I thought Josh could rest because the RIAA has stopped suing individuals for downloading music.
No, they're just cutting off internet access
right.
now.
That's even worse.
No!
Is it worse?
Are you kidding? I'd rather have a fine than lose internet access.
Well, it's not a fine. It's a lawsuit, and the settlement that they would agree to is typically around $4,000.
That's what I mean by a fine.
That's a big fucking fine. Where if you, depending on where you lived, you might have other options for internet.
Generally, if there is another option for internet, it's terrible. Because clearly, I'm already going with the best possible thing available.
Well, better than $4,000. But yeah, it's like, I started reading the article, and I was like, whoa, are they wising up? I'm like, oh no, they're just even more evil than ever. No internet for you.
Oh my god, there's like 4 pounds of fries in there.
Yeah, that's a lot of fucking fries.
Oh god.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sick.
From Mooyah. Is that like Booyah?
Right.
Like, whatever.
Yeah. Right.
All I know, they're trying to be In-N-Out Burger because all they have is fries and burgers. And that's it.
That's all you need.
There's nothing else on that menu.
Man, for a while, Jack in the Box had fucking Chinese food and it was terrible. That gave me the shits. It was awful.
Why okay, would you why get Chinese?
Well,
you do that?
Yeah, no, even.
It's all
why?
Kinds of wrong.
It was probably 5 or 6 years ago and I just saw it. I was like, I'll try that. It was like a rice bowl
you
with some
retarded.
Meat.
You were retarded.
Man, that shit was bad.
At what point did that ever seem like a good idea?
When he bought it, I guess.
Right before I took the first bite.
How much of it did you eat?
I probably finished
all
it.
All of it?
Yeah.
I finished it. I was
so.
Yeah.
Well, he already spent the money.
After the first bite, the fault transfers from Jack in the Box to you.
I was on the John for like the next day or two. It was pretty awful. Like, it was more than I'd eaten. There is a volumetric discrepancy from what I'd eaten. To what? Yeah, no, it was. It. Never mind. Next internet. Oh, what is it? Oh, yeah. Tim Robbins is going to be Tony Stark's dad.
Goddamn hippie.
Howard Stark. Fucking liberal shithead. Bleeding heart. Tony Robbins.
Get your patchouli stink.
Tim Robbins.
Out of my store. You fat ass.
That's what they do to him. They smash his face with an air conditioner in the movie. He's going to be in a flashback in Captain America as Howard Stark.
Very strange.
See, they'd already cast the part. I mean, you know, that guy was... There was a guy on, in Iron Man, and I think he was actually a sort of known actor.
Huh.
I don't know who it was. But they're saying that's a possible setup for him to reprise the role in Iron Man 2. And so forth. So there. Thoughts? Anyone? Care? Tim Robbins? Tony Stark?
Goddamn hippie.
I like Tim Robbins.
I like him too, but...
He's a good actor.
I like him in
much
movies,
like,
but...
Much like Tom Cruise, Hey, I'm an important actor. Everybody listen to what I have to say.
But don't you agree with most of his viewpoints?
Wait, no. What are his viewpoints?
Not all of them.
He's just extremely liberal. and outspoken about it.
And there's nothing wrong with
that.
He's
anti-war and anti-Bush. And
yeah, but he just kind of goes on and
on. His wife's kind of a cunt, though. Susan Sarandon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey.
She's like a bitch. I mean, I don't even like her. I want...
Jesus.
What's Black Jesus' name? Morgan Freeman. I want Morgan Freeman to narrate Iron Man 2 if Tim Robbins is in it.
He was on NPR last week. It was
He's
great.
Like, people don't normally notice a man's shoes. And he's like, jet boots, bitches! Kick out of prison!
Nah.
I can fly! Yeah, I can fly.
I would want to see Tim Robbins do that, but have like one boot and then a regular shoe on the other foot and just like... and until he flame, yeah, until he flames out.
In a circle in the middle of the prison.
No, he just like onto the ground, like he just goes like...
until like a really bad firework.
Yeah, exactly. Like a bad bottle rocket.
And the guards are just standing around beating their batons, like, oh.
And then
he's almost done.
As soon as that thing flames out, we're going to kick his ass.
He's almost
done. Yeah, and much like a bad like firework, the bottle rocket just
and blows his leg off. We are still beating that guy to death. Leg or not. Somebody get that boot.
The dude to buy.
So, oh, this is interesting. You know those dudes that make that season 4 of Star Trek, the original series, on the internet? You ever heard about that?
No.
You have not heard about that? It's called, like, Phase 2?
Yes, I have.
They've made, like, a whole season, and they've actually got George Takei to be on it. Like,
what?
They recast all the roles. It's Kirk, Spock, everybody, with just dudes. But they built a set. It cost them, like, $50,000. And they've been making a whole series. It's got better effects than the show did originally. It's got better effects than Enterprise.
Have you watched
my
it?
No. Toilet? Actually, my sink is a better effect than the original Enterprise.
I've watched clips of it, but I haven't watched full episodes because it's not good. But it's, I applaud their efforts.
We should double out of it.
But apparently, back in the original Enterprise series, Star Trek series days, they wrote an episode. The guy David Gerrold that wrote Trouble with Tribbles wrote an episode with gay characters. And Paramount would not let them film it, so these dudes have made it with that guy involved and put it up online. So that's interesting. There's a there's a clip from it here, and there's two Star Trek dudes doing it.
I'm going to pass on that audio.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that's all right.
Click.
All right.
Keep going.
Kind of reminds me of that. Let this run through here in my browser.
Wow, that's a package in a red shirt.
These
it's like a red unitard.
They show?
These pants make me very sad.
Oh,
I'm just
space fast-forwarding. There goes the suspenders.
Oh, shirt. There is man nipple.
Well, they didn't have that much straight sex.
You are listening to play-by-play coverage.
Alien sex.
And
gay.
Okay, seriously,
Star Trek porn.
One dude has his shirt off, and the other one is still fully clothed, and they're talking.
Why
this is not realistic at all?
Why isn't either of them green? He looks kind of like Brandon Routh's haircut.
How is this a sex scene when all they're doing it, they kissed once and now they're talking?
No one said it was a sex scene. It's just an episode that features space
gays.
He
just said there were gay people in it. Nobody
Josh assumes.
No.
Wait a minute. That's not how sex
not
works?
The same thing. Oh.
You just kiss and then talk afterwards? That's what I was told.
That's why you're lucky enough to not have gotten anyone pregnant yet.
That's what I was told in junior high in sex ed.
Holy shit. I can't wait to talk about, I finally saw Forgetting Sarah Marshall and Kenneth is in that.
Oh, it's so good.
As the guy that doesn't want to have sex. He's like, oh, how is this good for you? Because it's hurting me. Anyway, we'll get to that in the movies.
So good.
We're almost there. Okay.
Oh, I saw this next
one
earlier.
This one.
This is fantastic.
Good.
A store will not put a kid's controversial name on a cake.
Oh, I've seen that.
Keith and Deborah Campbell of Greenwich, Pennsylvania, are angry that ShopRite supermarket refused to spell out their 3-year-old son's name in frosting. His name is Adolf Hitler Campbell.
Better luck next time.
Fucker.
Oh, it's so good.
Seriously, they should be sterilized.
That's
Did
you see the other kid's name?
Yeah, the other kid's names are just as bad.
I did not. What
There's
are they?
There's like something something Aryan Nation Campbell.
Yeah.
Wow, like White Power Campbell.
Yeah, basically. And White Power Bill.
White Power Bill.
pretty much. There was that, and then one of the other...
White Power Jeffrey.
But I'm white.
And then they had like another little girl whose first name was like a female version of Stalin. Like,
oh, really?
Mussolinetta.
Or something like that. Yeah, it was just...
Stalina.
Genocidica.
That's stupid. God.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Jocelyn Aaron Nation Campbell and Hanslin... Hindler Janine Campbell.
I made a huge mistake.
Oh, that's supposed to be the name of one of the worst SS officers or something.
Goebbels Campbell.
Yeah, something.
Wow.
Tom Cruise Campbell, right?
A bunch of fuck faces. Having not getting a cake at ShopRite should be the least of their worries.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
I imagine ShopRite makes really good cakes then, because why didn't they just go somewhere else?
Right. Like, no, that's the best goddamn cakes you can get in Alabama. God damn it.
Oh.
Actually, they're in Pennsylvania. That's odd. And why would you bring this to the media's attention? Like, attention media, ShopRite are a bunch of bigoted assholes because we are bigoted assholes.
They won't
I'm
take
really
our
sad.
Business.
Okay, see, this is a different story reporting on this. The other one that I read originally ended with a quote from the parents of, like, we don't expect that their names are going to cause any problems when they get to school age.
Stupid.
Like, I mean, they go to
they'll
a,
be
the,
totally fine.
They go to the all-white Nazi school, so that
Should
we run
fine.
in our garage.
Should be good.
Until the dad takes a job in Compton.
Yeah. He's like, what do you mean school age? I mean, we homeschool them in our bathroom.
In Compton, Pennsylvania.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
Compton, California, Pennsylvania. It's a suburb of Greenwich. Anyway. I'm going to name my kid Brutal Rape Watson.
Oh.
Dude, that's so awesome.
Hey, no, there'd be no problems. People are open-minded now.
No. Just call him statutory.
That's not fun because it runs out. I mean,
you can shorten it to Statch. Just Substatch.
Statch is a pretty good name.
That is like
high five, Statch.
John, that's a Joss Whedon name.
Statch. In the future, your name would be Statch.
If you ever have a little boy, you've got to name him Statutory.
Statch.
Statutory Watson.
What else could you do? Statch. Statch W.
Only before he's 18, though.
That's what I'm saying. It's got literally a statute of limitations on it.
Wait, I'm just confused
Afterwards,
myself.
Afterwards, it just doesn't make any sense. And then, like, consensual sex Watson is the other kid. Conzi, I don't know.
Moving on.
That kind of works. Next.
It's like Condi. Broken condom Watson. We'll call him Condi.
That's wonderful.
I hate condoms. Kids don't use condoms.
No.
I mean, if you're married, don't use condoms because it sucks. If you're having premarital sex, which is awesome, but use condoms. I'm trying to give advice to the kids.
How about you just don't?
Yeah, just don't do that.
Dulls
a sensation.
That's
not very good.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's pretty much
or
the,
use
the worst thing
you got around,
ever invented.
Like a plastic bag.
Yeah.
I got this washcloth.
No, a rubber band and a Ziploc bag.
Oh, no.
Really? You only even need to protect the tip.
It's like yellow and
super
yellow
glue
and blue.
The tip shut and you're good for 2 days.
Oh, God.
What is wrong
you
with
could
you?
Have, like, you could have some serious back...
Hijinks 2 podcast doesn't agree with anything that I'm saying. Stop. Don't listen. Don't do any of this. It's all bad. It's all jokes. It's all jokes.
Good Lord.
It's all jokes. It's all not true. All
right, kids. Get banging.
Stop now. Yeah. I saw an article. I saw a headline, and the article ended up being stupid, from AskMen.com about how to have sex in a car. And I was like, that would have been helpful in high school.
They have, like, diagrams.
Like, an instructional video. And
it was stupid. It was like, if you're in the front seat, the girl should be on top. And I'm like, yeah, okay.
Like, they didn't have...
pretty good advice.
They didn't have, like, those dancing diagrams that have, like, foot one, foot two, foot three, foot four. Like,
no.
There needs to be, like, a twister diagram of, like, right hand here, left hand...
Yeah, glove box, right hand glove box, left hand gear shift.
Well, yeah, you got to make two. One if you are driving a stick, or if you're driving a standard, or if you're driving a stick.
Oh, ho, ho.
Hey.
Ba-ding.
Thank you, Jesus.
Good.
Actually, all the diagrams are for straight couples, and the next set says if you're gay, just fuck. Just whatever. Just wherever you can. Doesn't matter.
Outside.
Guy on top. How's that? So, the next thing. Oh, this is sad. I think this will be saddest for Eli. All KB toy stores are closing.
Oh, thank God.
I thought that already happened.
Yeah, I was going
like,
to say.
This is like the 8th time they've closed.
Well, they disappeared from all knowledge.
Yeah, they shut down a lot of their
major
stores.
But did you shoplift from KB?
Yeah, I shoplifted from
there. And that was the place I used to go to find the toys that had been out of circulation for 10 years.
Yeah.
They would just be in really far back behind the new toys.
That's where I'd go buy my badass Nerf guns, too.
Yeah.
So they're gone. Anything you need.
Well, KB is the place where...
And Toys R Us would be right behind him.
KB is the place where it's... No, dude.
No, they're still opening, actually.
I've got a kid. Toys R Us is fucking insane right now.
No, I know, but they
I was there last week.
They shut down a few, but they're opening another one up, like back in Allen.
It is nuts. It is a fucking madhouse.
I went to the one in Frisco last weekend to try and get a really cheap copy of Rockman 2. That was a mistake.
Toilet, man.
No, you should never go
that
there.
That was a huge mistake.
The one in Frisco is really big, and it's well maintained.
It's like going to the toilet that's in a petting zoo.
No.
Whoa.
What?
Wait, what?
The
petting zoo that's in a toilet.
You have to go through the petting zoo to get to the back of the store to use their toilet, which already smells like a toilet and a petting zoo. That's what Toys R Us is.
I see where you're going with this, but that's...
Diarrhea on the wall.
Interesting way of looking at it.
You know,
like goat shit.
So the pets go to the bathroom?
Because you have to walk past the women's restroom to get to the men's because it's further back. And after I used the men's and came back forward, they had somebody, like an employee, walking into the women's, like with the door open and the little signs, and just the worst smell of vomit came wafting by.
Oh,
wow.
No. Yeah, it happened at one Christmas party.
It's probably from all the...
Christmas party?
Oh.
That's happened to
you. Or one that I've been...
Don't go to Toys R Us between now and like February 2nd.
Actually, just don't go to Toys R Us.
Don't take a kid there ever. Don't ever, ever take any child there.
You know,
ever.
I remember when I was a kid, and seriously, it was like a magical haven of joy.
They
and
have
fun.
Like awesome dinosaur stuff there.
I used to go there just as like a treat. Like, can we go to Toys R Us so I can look around? You know?
Right.
And like, that's what I would do.
I need to know the things I should be coveting this month.
Yeah.
It's important.
It's fucked up, man. Like, it's wall-to-wall assault on the senses programmed to, like, brainwash children into wanting. Everything is crazy bright colors, and everything's low where they can get to it and play with it. And there's always one out, and like, oh, man. So, don't ever
Did you
there.
Ever see that big dinosaur toy? The one that kids can sit on?
It's like... Not Pleo, but it's like three.
Like a Triceratops.
Oh, yeah, it's like $300.
Matt Armstrong.
Was he the one that won that?
Won that at the Christmas party. And we were you have to bring that to the office. And he's like, no, this is for my kids. And I'm like, no, you have to bring that to the office.
I'm going
to
sit on it and.
I want to tip it
I
over.
I wanted to ride the dinosaur. God damn it.
Let's tip it over on its side and then put a giant pile of shit next to it with mushrooms in it. And
we
then
can
like,
reenact that scene from Jurassic Park.
Josh is laying on its stomach.
Oh, I was actually going to like. Ride it real slow and have my compound bow and like pull it out.
As I'm like, what are you fucking Turok?
Eli Hunter?
I mean, I know you're not white, but that's the wrong kind of not white.
Right. What?
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 Huh? Adolf Hitler Campbell?
Whatever.
So,
what?
That doesn't make sense.
Plus, you get to stick your arm halfway up its ass and see what it's been eating.
What is this, City Slickers?
I don't know.
They did it to a cow.
You bred raptors?
Oh, no.
you break cows. So farewell, KB Toys. You have sucked for a decade.
Sad.
I did actually. The last thing I ever bought there was a Jurassic Park game for my original GBA. That's how long it's been.
They had nice plushy toys too.
You walked in that place and there was shit flying at head level. Like
they always
had like airplanes
and
buzz bombing you.
The little animals.
Like,
you know
it's
I mean?
Like a little ball with like a tail on it, and it just like rolls around, and you're just like,
yeah,
or like a walking robot that fell over a long time ago.
Right,
and it's like,
right.
like little legs kicking.
Yeah, it's like having a sexual robot seizure.
Whoa!
So,
it happens.
Speaking of
sexual robot seizure,
speaking of sodomy, New York police officers plead innocent in raping a guy with batons.
That is unbelievably fucked up.
Oh, for pot.
For what? That's even worse.
Don't go to New York
unless
you enjoy the second half of that story.
Not particularly.
Detective Richard Kern, 25, was charged with aggravated sexual assault, which is punishable by 25 years in prison. Pleaded innocent on Tuesday to charges of one of them sodomizing a man with a police baton on a subway platform, and two others helped to cover it up.
You're a real hooker.
What?
He's like, I have a joint. Oh, I'm going to rape him with my billy club. Like, somewhere that just doesn't...
Oh, that's terrible.
Punishment doesn't fit the crime. Maybe if he'd had two joints. Or an open container.
Some serious weed.
It's like, seriously, that had to have been awesome shit.
Actually, it's that he wouldn't share.
Oh, God, that's...
What has to be wrong with you? To rape a dude with a baton who isn't specifically paying for that service.
Three simple words.
Yeah, I was about to say, like... You need to have that little asterisk there at the end of it.
Right, who isn't requesting it and paid with a valid credit card.
Right.
With a valid expiration date.
That is crazy.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
He was released on $15,000 bail. Let's see. And the other two were released on their own recognizance to cover up sodomy baton charges again.
Rape stick!
Yeah, I don't know. That's fucked up. That's why, a downer. Kids, as long as we're giving kids advice, don't ever trust cops.
Under any circumstances.
Run from them.
Stranger danger.
Unprotected sex is better, and don't ever, ever trust cops or white people.
Everybody needs to stop listening, Joel, right now.
There's an asterisk, you just can't see it because it's audio.
There's a disclaimer at the bottom. Yeah. You have to read the fine print.
Yeah. This Week in Movies!
Okay. One that was jarring, two, the song kicks ass, so you're forgiven. The song is great. It's awesome.
Oh, and Dr. Pepper and also wants us to remind people that drugs are awesome.
No.
That's
from a doctor.
That's from a doctor.
You have to believe
it. It's like Advil.
And this segment is sponsored by Advil and drugs.
And drugs. Haijutsu Podcast brought to you by French fries and drugs and unsafe sex.
Altogether.
Look, I'm not saying you should have unsafe... I'm not saying you should have unsafe anonymous sex. I am saying should have safe sex until you know the other person really well.
Good Lord.
And then you're really good at knowing when to pull out.
All right, Eli, let's look at these fabulous prizes. You've got AIDS
and an AIDS baby
and an AIDS blister.
And all of this and more can be yours if the prize is right. That's a showcase showdown for you.
Like, do I go with the gonorrhea or the syphilis? It's so hard to choose. Mm.
The guy at the end gets within like $1 of both, and he's like, you get it all! You get the cruise, the car, the AIDS baby, the genital warts. Can I just have mine with the car and the cruise? No, you win it all!
It has to be all of it.
Can I have the cash equivalent?
You have to have sex with this homeless person. The cash equivalent of the AIDS and the AIDS baby is they take all your money and give you AIDS. AIDS isn't funny. Wow. Everything we're saying this time is wrong. You know why? It's the end of the year.
It's for Christmas.
Yeah, it's for Jesus.
Right. AIDS for Jesus.
Right.
I watched a thing on the History Channel yesterday. Is that a campaign that we're doing now? AIDS for Jesus? What does that mean?
We're having a fun run
next
week.
With an E. Like aid.
Right.
Like farm aid.
Right. We're like aiding.
No.
Like interns.
No, I mean...
We're aiding Jesus.
No, yeah, we're like Jesus' interns.
No, I mean acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. Just so we're clear.
Oh, just Josh on that.
I'm like, you're like herpes. Yeah. And I'm like, you mean like herpes with an X, right? I'm like, no. There's only one.
Oh, yeah, Zerpes.
Yeah. Herpes.
It's totally different. Yeah.
That was that guy from 300.
Xerxes?
Yeah, herpes. Up. From 300.
You talk like a fag, and your shit's all retarded.
It blots out
what
the sun.
What I do is just saying.
Yes. His genital warts block out the sun.
Then we will fuck in the shade.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yikes.
Oh,
harsh.
Man, that's
tasty.
Just, not at all tasty.
I watched this thing on the History Channel about how Christmas is bullshit.
And, thanks, History Channel.
It really is. And I hate Christmas. It's one of the reasons that I hate Christmas. One of the many reasons. Well, because Christmas is bullshit. We're not celebrating anything except for commerce. It has nothing to do with the Jesus, and it never did. The church decided about 500 years ago to co-opt Solstice and Saturnalia and make it about Jesus because they didn't like people having parties that didn't involve Jesus.
Well, Jesus was the life.
And then everything else is just a conglomeration of like 1,000 pagan rituals melded together. Santa Claus and Christmas trees, and it's all just bullshit. And so it's just a time of year where you have to go buy shit for people and feel like a bad friend. I hate it.
Hey, you know what?
Merry Christmas.
Wait.
God.
Joel,
what's up?
Don't ever buy me anything. I will never buy you anything, and we're cool.
I did, though,
but
one year.
Divine.
No, I got you a birthday present one time. It was that Clone High DVD, the real one.
Oh, right. Yeah, birthday presents are different. Like, birthday actually means something. Like,
that's not about Jesus either.
When's your birthday? Like, February? Or
yep. 15th, day after Valentine's. Another made-up holiday.
You're a Valentine baby. That's why. When's yours? Yours is right next to mine, huh?
Yeah. A week before. Did I ever tell you about the diamond scam? that De Beers started.
Oh, that's back such a 20s? Huge conspiracy.
Oh, about
I read the whole like a whole book about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, diamonds
are
false scarcity and all that.
Well, no, yeah. that's part of it. But one thing is that people never engagement rings and wedding rings. It was very uncommon for them to have diamonds. No one could afford them, and it wasn't even considered like relevant. Most women had just gold bands or any other metal, like silver. I mean, it was just unheard of for a wedding ring to have a stone. And in the 20s, De Beers started sending gigantic diamonds to celebrities and paying them to wear them to parties and movie openings and plays. And so every time a celebrity was photographed, they'd have a giant diamond. And that created the "we want diamonds" thing. And then there's like the false scarcity and the fact that they're not fucking rare at all.
It's such a huge conspiracy.
And then like a couple of years ago, these guys came up with a way to grow diamonds.
Yes, I saw that. I watched that whole thing. It was great.
And they're...
It's like colored diamonds. You can get pink and yellow and purple diamonds.
Yeah, they take like 3 days instead of 100 million years.
Yeah.
It's the exact same
thing. Same quality.
A diamond expert can't tell the difference, so they have to laser inscribe them as fake.
Yeah, that's retarded.
But it's the same thing. It's the same chemical composition. Yeah.
The only thing that's... The best thing that's going to come out of that, though, is that... That shit will actually help out, like, technology and shit move forward.
Oh, yeah, because we use diamonds for everything. So, I mean, diamond dust and oddly, you know, you can get, like, sanding wheels with diamonds on it.
Dude, and that shit will get you so high.
Snorting diamond dust.
Oh, and it just tears up.
Lacerating your blood vessels, and yeah, it's great.
But isn't that
you do a bump of diamond dust, and then you do a bump of coke after that, and it just...
And then you bump again, and then you bump again.
It hits that much harder.
But don't the smart gorillas guard those diamonds?
That's true.
Wait, is this about Congo? Yeah,
the smart gorillas.
Oh,
do
God, I never saw that movie.
What?
I read the book.
Is the book good?
The book is great.
The movie was awesome.
Tuck from Nip Tuck is in it, and there's a smart midget Amy gorilla.
Wait.
Their names are Nip and Tuck. You'd have to watch the show.
Wait, no, they're not.
I know.
Okay, I was about to say, like, I watched at least
a season
of that. And I don't remember that at
first
all.
When I started watching that, I said I was watching Nip Tuck, and someone goes, are their names Nip and Tuck? And I was like, yes, they absolutely are. That's the joke. They're plastic surgeons named Nip and Tuck. Wait, you got to come back? Because we're going to talk about movies.
And I'll take a soda.
Water. How long are you going
to
be?
Thanks, Josh.
Real quick.
Hurry up. Right. Give me a soda, too.
Here, I got a quick story that
go ahead.
Just found.
Before we start This Week in Movies, it's This Week in Eli's Story.
Breaking news from the cannibal world. What? Cannibals report Japanese people taste the best.
But everyone knows that.
I don't know. That's what it says.
They
don't have any gristle.
According to cannibals in New Guinea, Japanese are delicious.
So, like, they're capturing?
They have marbled fat.
Yeah, they're like deer, like venison.
Yeah, they're like Kobe beef or something. Oh, he's like, oh, we can't import that shit. Like,
yeah, you raise...
Really hard to get a hold of.
You raise Japanese people in comfort.
And they're so, like, short and quick. They're hard to catch.
They're lean like deer.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Americans like...
Okay,
you want to add anything to that?
What?
I don't know.
How many Asians have you eaten, Denise? Living.
I was just only thinking...
Too many to count, yeah, I'm sure.
What?
It seems like...
Wait, I was thinking that because I saw the episode of the Bizarre Foods from the Philippines.
Oh, Bizarre Foods Cannibalism?
Yeah.
was bizarre.
I was watching the one about the
That was maybe the best episode.
Andrew Zimmern's like, now you wouldn't think that eating people, it's very tasty. But if it looks like, good, eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
He was talking about soup number 5 or whatever, which is like balls and...
Yeah, balls and blood and bile. And Denise
That's different, actually.
Now he's still got to go? Whatever.
No, Josh. The bile is in a different stew, not with the balls.
The way I make it, it's always balls and bile.
No, I'm serious. There is a bile stew.
I know. I'm just saying. It's how I like it. Hey, what is
your
family?
And cannibals also say that whites are too salty.
Yeah, because we eat too much of these fucking fries. This is it right here.
Sodium.
I've had half this thing and Denise hasn't had any. I'm sure she tastes great. All I'm saying is if anybody out there wants to kill and eat one of us, it should probably be Denise. Eli, I'll give you the runs.
You know, I'm going to go with Josh because...
He's meaty.
All that bacon...
He's all goo.
If you let it simmer and use that...
It's a lot of pork belly.
No, look, you would use Josh to make a roux.
Use that fat grease and let it
it's like
simmer.
A bacon fat?
Yeah, he's not a meal. You just save him and you make a roux. It's like a thickening agent. You make some gravy out of him. He's half gravy anyway. So you save him in like a coffee can.
That's a good point.
And you use him to flavor Denise, and then you and I are off the hook. Because, again, you would give people the runs, and I'm too salty. So,
where are these cannibals from?
Philippines.
New Guinea.
Your neighborhood.
They're not cannibals anymore. Is that like... That's been outlawed
not
there.
Not since 1970.
Like, literally, it had to be outlawed.
It's on the books.
And I think only because it was actually causing diseases. Also, and it's not ethical
or whatever.
Oh,
it's bad to do.
Oh no, but God. They say it's almost like, I don't know how they were describing it. There's a certain kind of disease that, like, you eat the brain part of a human and it, like, contaminates the whole village or something. Everybody is like rabies almost.
Welcome back, Josh.
It's what up, bitches? Mad people disease.
Right.
Yeah, sorry it took so long to be your fucking drink mules, but, you know.
No, if you were a mule, they would have come out of Ziploc baggies up
your ass. We were talking about you as bacon, actually.
Yeah, we were saying we were going to eat anyone at this table, that Denise would taste the best, but you would make the best gravy.
I would also make the best bacon.
Dude. We would render you.
This shit is marble.
Yeah, no, we would make your bacon, and then we would save the drippings and make a nice sauce.
There's a lot of flavor cooked right in here.
Yeah.
Lots of flavor.
That's how you take down a motherfucker.
I'm sure a few of our listeners can attest to that.
Delicious belly fat.
There's probably a couple.
At least two, yeah. Moving on to this week in movies.
There's at least one.
I don't want to eat that.
Josh, do you want to start with The Day the Earth Stood Low?
Oh, whoa. God, do I ever not?
Please don't go through the whole movie like you did with us.
Okay.
Oh,
don't
my
give
God.
Us a whole thing.
No, don't do that
but
again.
But I was enthusiastic to see it, and you have convinced me not to. Maybe you're wrong.
Okay. Now there's like 8 songs playing at the same time. Anyway, yeah, that movie was terrible. I will definitely watch it again if and when it gets riff tracked, because there's a whole lot of movie it's just ripe for the picking. But myself and Jeremy went to go see it. It was awful. We laughed the entire time at really inappropriate parts, and then went to dinner with Denise and Eli afterwards. And Jeremy and I retold the movie in real time to Eli and Denise.
Oh, two-hour dinner.
Dude, we didn't go home until like 3:30 in the morning.
It was a little retarded.
It was obviously memorable.
No.
It was for all the bad reasons.
So just give me an example without spoiling it for people that might want to still see it.
You know, that was like a week and a half ago, and it's already, you know, it was like a bad dream. And it just kind of like, Keanu was probably the best actor in the whole thing.
Yikes.
I'm not kidding.
Yikes.
I'm
sorry.
Misery Lady, Kathy Bates, was awful.
Better luck next time.
Whoa.
Everything in the story was convenient for no reason. It was really stupid.
I know how to hobble people. Whoa.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I don't know. It was just...
Overly cynical?
No, some of the effects were really bad. The story was completely stupid. It was so preachy.
Was it the environmentalism theme instead of the war theme?
Yeah, it was all like... You should totally drive a hybrid and protect the planet. And then she drives just like a normal car. And I'm like, you, at the very least, the bitch who's all like, we have to save everything, could be driving that way, but no.
Whatever.
But yeah,
she should have been driving a time-traveling phone booth, and then none of this shit would have happened.
Right. They spent the entire budget on one really awesome effect shot that had nothing to do with the entire movie at all. And then the other effect shots that actually were part of the plot looked awful.
The Gort stuff was pretty cool.
Gort was the coolest part of the movie, and he was still, like, silly and retarded for no reason. Super cliche presence was hilarious and stupid. It was... Some of the blues... Okay, when was the last time you saw bad blue screening in a movie?
On TV, it was Heroes.
Sure, yeah. That's TV, and Heroes doesn't have a budget.
On a movie, Superman 2?
Yeah, exactly.
Probably.
This movie has Superman 2 bad blue screening in it.
Wow.
And I don't even understand how
that
happens.
That should look good on Blu-ray, then.
I don't even know how that happens anymore.
Yeah, how it... Now that you think about it, because you brought that up, but I was really hungry, so I was waiting on the food, so I didn't listen to all your story. But how does that happen? Like...
Seriously, they had...
Did they realize they had... Like, they were like, so we need to do some blue screening. They're like, we're out of money.
They probably spent...
and they sent it to some guy who
doing
was
it with
like,
iMovie.
Yeah, some guy just like...
Whoa, stream died.
There was...
Oh, stream died.
Are we still recording?
Hang on, hang on, hang on.
There's actually at least one shot of the movie where... Like, now what?
Go ahead, keep talking.
God damn it. But it looks like somebody took a still photograph of like, hey, we should totally come back here later and use this as a set. And then later they just blue screened actors into it as they're like, it looked like something you would see on Star Trek The Next Generation.
Wow.
And then like somebody animated water because they were supposed to be on a bridge over a brook.
Like later.
All right, we're back. Later. Internet problems aside, we are back. So you're saying it's the worst movie ever. Mm. I'm saying...
Not ever, but as far... Like, for a big budget movie, it was pretty bad.
I was hoping for some good sci-fi. It's, that's a letdown.
Oh, God, no. No, it's the opposite of good sci-fi.
Have you seen that fucking commercial for the Day the Earth Stood Still phone? The Sprint phone?
No.
It's, I guess, like, supposed to be the iPhone killer. And it's,
yeah,
like,
but not.
Whatever.
They show the guy, and he's, like, going to... I saw what you were talking about, the bubble dome of... lights or whatever.
Sure.
And they're like, there it is. And they're, it's very like trying to be like Cloverfield. And then it shows Cyclops or whatever the fuck his name
Gort.
Is. Gort.
Gort.
And then it just ends really weird. And I was like, wait a minute. Was that advertisement for the phone, the commercial, or the movie? What's happening? All I know is that it looks all bad.
Well, so Josh hates it. And the reviews are pretty terrible all around. Head on over to hijinkthesuit.com/forum if you want to weigh in. Eddie has started a thread. He actually liked the movie. So there's a different perspective in there. Eddie, who did the guest comic for yesterday.
That was an awesome comic, but all the guest comics have been really good.
It's actually interesting. Somebody in the chat just brought up another movie, which coincidentally I actually saw this week on like TNT HD or something, which is called A Sound of Thunder, which is the movie version of a Ray Bradbury short story, which is a really, really good sci-fi thing. Which is,
I really want to see this now.
Oh,
okay, I don't know anything yet. Keep going.
Find it.
So it's basically about people. We invent time travel, and it basically becomes a tourism thing where you go back in time, and it has to be carefully researched because if you alter anything in the past,
butterfly effect, bitches.
Exactly. So, oh no! Like something changed. We came back, and the world is different. And there are new animals, and people are turning into weird mutant creatures.
It's awesome.
And sweet. Well, no, wait for it.
That's how it should be.
It has dinosaurs in it.
Okay.
Because like, they go back in time to see dinosaurs, and then I'm thinking like, oh sweet, it'll be like Lost World, and dinosaurs will come back through time, and like I'm hoping for this. I saw a trailer for it in the theater, and just never got around to seeing it.
Okay.
So I see.
Oh, it was released.
Yeah. It was in theaters. So I saw it on TV at Mikey's house. I'm like, oh shit, no, stop the remote. We're watching this right now. And about 5 minutes into watching it, the worst special effect I have seen in my entire life, and I'm not kidding. Like, this is not hyperbole. This is actually the
worst than anything from Frankenfish?
Yes. Worse than everything in Frankenfish.
Okay.
Happened. And I, like, paused the TiVo.
Worse than the alligator eating the guy in that sci-fi movie that they keep showing on the soup?
Yes. Okay. I paused the TiVo, and I bust out in IMDb. They went bankrupt while they were making the movie.
Uh-huh.
And then they basically got, like, kids to finish it or something.
Wow.
I'm going to get a copy of it, and this is going to be... We're watching it for movie night, because it is so bad.
But the movie's not... Is the movie good after that?
Oh, no.
Let me run you off a little bit of the cast.
Okay.
If I can. It has...
Please. By all means.
It has Jameen Roper.
I love his work.
Yeah. David Orly or something.
Speaks for itself, sure.
Yeah. Sir Ben Kingsley.
Wow. Yeah. Haven't heard of him.
Edward Burns.
Is he new? Never heard it. Yeah. No.
Edward Burns.
Don't know him.
Are you serious? Or are you being facetious?
Who's Ben Kingsley?
And Catherine McCormick, which I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
I know the first two. I know Jermaine Dupri or whoever that was.
Shut up.
I like him.
Shut up.
I've not heard of Ben Kingsley. Did you see that Onion story about how Dame Judi Dench is dating a female London DJ now?
No. Go on.
It's funny. Just... The Onion is only occasionally funny now, but it's pretty good. It's like a whole Lohan story about Dame Judi
Dench.
That
is awesome. And how like they fight in nightclubs or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it's great.
That's
it's
awesome.
Actually really
That's
great.
That's perfect.
So there you go.
Anyway, so we finished.
What's it called again?
It's called A Sound of Thunder.
Days of Thunder?
A Sound of Thunder.
Sound of Music?
Yeah,
it was funny because when Josh was telling me this story, I almost saw this also, but it was because I thought it was Days of Thunder. And, like...
John C. Reilly is in Days of Thunder, and then he's in Talladega Nights, which I watched again just a few days ago.
That's right.
Coincidence?
Oh, wow. Weird.
I think not.
Talladega Nights holds up. I saw it for the second time on TV a few days ago, and it's actually still really funny. Mm. Precious sweet baby Jesus. Sweet. He doesn't always have to be a baby. The best part of that is at the end when they just let him riff. And he's like, I like to picture Jesus as like a guy in a muscle shirt, and he's all ripped.
Right, no, he's got a tuxedo shirt.
Right, because like party.
But yeah, because like, I mean, it means like he's formal. But he's also ready to party.
Yeah.
And unlike my Jesus, you know, to party.
Ready to party. That's good. Good stuff. So, Day of the Earth Stood Still, over. Okay, did anyone besides me see Slumdog Millionaire?
No.
I've been meaning to.
It's awesome.
I just can't get around to it for some
reason.
Go
get around to it.
Just so I can get this in there, I told you so.
Yeah, without having seen it. I was going to go see... Role Models. We get to see like one movie a year.
I hear that was okay.
That's what I'd heard too, but it was the only thing in the theater.
I've heard okay things about that.
And so Josh said, go see Slumdog Millionaire. I was like, I don't know. It sounds serious. It's actually a really inventive story. I will say this, though. It's probably going to be up for Oscars. It's not as life-changing as all the reviews I've read are like, oh my God, best movie. It's just that 2008 was a mediocre year for this kind of movie. 2008 was ruled by action, comic books, effects, that kind of stuff. So this may be the best drama of the year, but it's
going
to
be up there with the Clint Eastwood movie. I think
Looks fucking awesome.
Those two movies are going to get.
Let's talk about that next.
Those two movies are going to get swept underneath the. We're going to have to do like a special like Oscars. When are the Oscars?
Don't know.
We're going to do like a special Oscars like.
Isn't usually in the spring
March?
Or something?
Fuck if I don't watch.
I
it.
Don't know.
Yeah, I don't watch it either. But we can do like our own.
I think
like
I
showdown.
March.
Well, typically, I have not seen any of the movies that are up for the Oscars because movies are generally pretty bad. So.
Yeah, well, last year I made it a point that I was like, okay, I'm going to watch all the movies that are nominated for Best Picture.
Oh, I did.
And I watched Eastern Promises, which is actually really good.
There's
a lot of junk
Vigo.
Flopping around.
Martin that was one scene.
It was a really long scene.
And it was an awesome fight scene.
Oh, wait, it was a fight scene with John
Aragorn. Aragorn's dick fight.
I was praying for that in 300. Why could we have not had that in 300?
It was a naked like knife fight, and there was a lot of
tied
stabbing.
A knife to his dick and went crazy.
There was stabbing.
All right.
Oh God!
So let me get back. Let me get back.
I think I saw that in a movie once.
Slumdog Millionaire is about a kid that grows up orphaned and unbelievably poor and wretched in India. And the movie's trying to give you sort of a realistic portrayal of India.
This isn't one of those really good but really depressing movies, is it?
No, actually. Okay. It's pretty uplifting. No, it's pretty uplifting.
It's too much. Too much emotion.
It tries to give you a realistic portrayal of modern-ish India where there is extreme, unbelievable poverty juxtaposed with, like, extreme wealth. And the middle class is actually below the poverty line. They just don't realize it. Hmm. But it's anyway, this kid grows up. When I say dirt poor, like he lives in the dirt. He like digs holes in dirt and lives in them. So he's dirt poor.
Did he wear a gourd hat?
So he ends up, he's not that rich.
Oh.
The movie basically starts with him on the Indian version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And
Who Wants to Be a Thousandaire?
Actually, it's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. That's how the guy keeps saying it. We figured it out. The most you can win is 20 million rupees, which is about 400 grand. So, anyway. But in India, it's a fucking fortune. He could have lived for the rest of his life. So, anyway. He's on the show. You don't know how he gets there. But you find out almost instantly that they think he's cheated. And the cops are, like, electrocuting his nipples with car batteries and beating him. So, the movie is basically the telling of his life story of why he knows the answers to these 16 questions. And it's not that he's not brilliant, he's not a genius, he just so happens to have lived experiences that taught him the answers to these 16 questions.
Huh.
Often through terrible tragedy, but you follow his life through the slums in India. It's like kind of he was sort of a hustler and a thief and a pickpocket, and then ends up in a call center, ends up involved with Indian gangs, His brother takes a very different path than him, and it's all about him trying to reconnect with this girl that he's loved his entire life, but they can never seem to get together at the same time. And like all on the backdrop of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. It's really strange.
I hear that
good.
Girl's getting a lot of buzz now.
She's beautiful. She's absolutely beautiful. She's good in the movie too. Hmm. But
I'm gonna have to watch that. I really want to see that other movie though that just came out called Doubt with Philip Seymour Hoffman.
That looks like it's going to be so uncomfortable
awesome.
That I'm not going to
oh,
watch.
I can't
wait.
Oh, it's great.
It's going to be good.
That looks like it's going to be like hard candy uncomfortable.
That's all kinds of like God. Crazy Catholic underpinnings, and it sounds awesome.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to see a priest molestation.
Denise,
they
did
won't
you see?
Show. That's the whole point. They
no,
don't know.
I would rather them show it and get it over with. It's going to be 2 hours of extremely uncomfortable. I don't know if Philip Seymour Hoffman, who looks like a molester, is a molester.
Right. Denise, were you there with us whenever we saw Hard Candy?
No. I heard
oh
all about it. It's
legendary. I don't think we were even hanging
it's
out
It's legendary
then.
By now.
Oh, my God.
No, I didn't even that know
actually a threat. Yeah,
you weren't even working at Gearbox.
There's a thread on the forum about Hard Candy, as a matter of fact, that everyone should check out. But, yeah, that looks like it's going to be fantastic, and Meryl Streep's always good, and Philip Seymour Hoffman's always good. It just looks like it's going to be so uncomfortable that I might wait for DVD and be able to pause it and walk away from it if I need like take a breather
take
or
a
something.
Drink.
A cold shower yeah. or yeah. something.
Yeah.
Hey, wait.
What?
What?
I don't
That's
know.
That's the wrong kind of break.
Look here, Statch.
You can't be doing that, Statch.
Yeah. Oh, you calm down, Statch.
Seriously, that name is a total winner.
No, it's going to stick around. I'm digging that.
I am the godfather. I just named your next child.
On this, the day of your daughter's wedding. So in DVDs, unless anyone else has any cinema news.
Nope.
I
got a gift card from AMC.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I haven't used it.
Nice.
One of my relatives.
Oh, I actually watched Bedknobs and Broomsticks on Sunday.
That doesn't count. Shut up.
Seriously, I haven't seen it since I was like 8, and I still knew half the songs.
One of my relatives gave us a gift card to Macy's. We've tried twice now to spend it and can't figure out how.
What do you mean you can't? That's.
Do you shop at Macy's?
Yeah, I do.
Are you serious?
Give it to me.
I'll sell it to you for $75.
God damn it.
Nice.
Dude, pots and pans, bro.
That's all we can find, and
there
we don't need any. We don't need any. We don't need a blender. We don't need pots
Buy
and
them,
pans.
Make them, or get them, sell them.
Craigslist.
Oh, the one thing they do have in abundance is shit with digital picture frames in it, like desk clocks and watches and fucking bullshit. We even went over to their iPod vending machine to see if they had anything in the iPod vending machine inside Macy's that we wanted with this gift card, and we couldn't find anything.
You couldn't find anything in Macy's.
Macy's is worthless unless I want
Macy's is great.
$150 Marty McFly vests. It is completely fucking worthless.
Why wouldn't you want $150 Marty McFly
yeah,
vest?
I don't know.
That's actually
Did you ask for a
real
Pepsi
question.
Free?
Gonna go back in yeah. time.
Oh, what's wrong with me? Beef or pork?
They're like Sears.
I finally saw Wanted, and it was laugh out loud hilarious.
Dude, Eli hated it. I loved it.
It was regoddamn ridiculous.
I loved it because it was ridiculous.
Oh. No, it is fucking slapstick comedy, silly, and doesn't realize it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's redonkulous.
I approve. I approve of that movie.
It's so fucking retarded.
I only went because it is the same director from Daywatch and Nightwatch.
Right. And it shows.
And yeah, so I was like, well, okay, I guess. And Josh and I were sitting there watching it, and I was like wanting to stab my left testicle.
No.
And pull it out and then like choke on it because
I cannot stand it. It was
awful.
Fucking unbelievable. It every 20 seconds we were like turning to each other going, "What?"
Dude, it was so good. It was so
okay,
good.
Okay, it's based on a comic book.
I'm so confused.
And
now.
It's
apparently has very little to actually do with
That's
comic.
That's what I heard.
Worse than a comic book. The writing is retarded.
I hear the comic book's actually badass. They have like a shit monster or something in the comic book. For some reason, that's that's badass.
And now we know where you stand, Denise.
Look,
that's great.
I don't know. I just read
Denise,
something
Denise
off the
likes poop jokes, everybody. Right here, she
More
admitted it.
The plot of the movie is non-existent. It makes no sense. Nothing that happens in the movie has any purpose. The acting is terrible.
No, that movie is pure style. That's it.
No. Because movies that should be like that should be more like Smoking Aces.
Leave out the dialogue or something.
This movie was better than Smoking Aces.
Ooh.
No. Negative.
Like, completely.
Negatory. Because if that's what you're talking about,
Smoking Aces wanted to be like 12 other movies. Wanted was its own movie.
Smoking Aces was just like like the Ronin of movies, where it's like, we're just going to show
do
you.
Do not even begin to compare Smoking Aces to fucking Ronin.
No, I'm not saying that it's Ronin. What I'm
Ronin
saying,
like, reinvented the car chase.
Right, exactly. But what I'm saying is,
Smoking Aces was like, I'm a filter. Check out color.
You have your
it was pretty.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You have your genres.
And Ronin is like in the genre of action movies for guys, because there's no love story. There's no nothing. It's just action, guns, car chase scene, the end. And Smokin' Aces is just lots of guns.
Lots of shooting.
Extravagant shooting, guns, movie, sure. And it's over.
There's some girls.
Wanted is like crap, toilet, flush, watch the shit go down the pipes.
Do it again. Lather, rinse, repeat.
And it comes back out and then you have shit, flush
lather,
it down again.
Rinse, repeat.
Whatever.
Oh my God, it was terrible. Huh. And Okay, I don't care if you've seen this or not. So, James McAvoy has a shitty life.
I haven't seen it.
And then Angelina Jolie walks up and really she's cool. Like, you're an assassin because your father was. Come with me or I'll kill you. He goes with her, and then for no reason, they immediately start kicking his ass every day. They wake him up, they beat the shit out of him.
Like a montage?
They're not training him.
This is not boot camp. This is not fucking training.
He wakes up. They beat the living fuck out of him. Then they give him a gun. And they're like, shoot this target really good. And don't be bad at it or we'll kill you. And he's like, oh, I did it. All right, we're beating your ass again. And they're like, that goes on for like an hour. And it's not a training like, I'm getting better. It's like, we just keep kicking your ass without explanation. And the attitude in the movie is so fucking transparent. Like, he's like, what's going on? I'm out of my element. You guys are all crazy. There's 10 guys in the background with this smarmy, like, what's this kid fucking problem look for the whole movie. It never stops.
He's totally out of his element.
Yeah, this guy's fucking out. I'm out of my element, this kid.
The camera cuts over. There's an element with the door open and the engine running inside.
I'm out. It's horrible. It's so fucking ham-fisted. It's terrible.
Morgan Freeman
He's terrible.
Yes, he is.
He's terrible.
Angelina Jolie's ass is in this movie.
It is anywhere else.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it before, so not really reason to see this shit turd of a movie.
Yeah, you know what? The shit turd of a movie was really fun to watch.
No, I couldn't enjoy it because it was so fucking silly. It was Wile E. Coyote fucking silly. It was like, no, this is... You're making fun of yourself at this point.
The very end, when he goes, like, ape shit and runs through that whole room, like, and kills everybody, I was just like, kill everybody!
That was okay, but it was, like, that was, like, okay, like, saying, hey, you have cancer and you're dying, but,
You don't have AIDS.
We brought...
Exactly. Bonus.
No, look on the bright side.
You don't have AIDS, and I brought ice cream.
No, you're saying that wrong. You do have AIDS, but then you get diagnosed with cancer, and hey, at least the AIDS isn't going to be what kills you.
Wow.
That's how you actually tell that story.
Wow.
And for the record, that movie was great, so fuck all of you.
Yeah, it's terrible. So don't see it, and don't. And somehow take away money from them. It's terrible. Speaking of movies that are in the theaters... So, you know that piece of shit with the dog and the Wilson brother?
Marley and me.
Yeah, so they've been spoiling the movie for people every time there's a poster. People are spray painting the dog dies on the poster.
That is so awesome. Oh my God, that is awesome.
Sorry,
the dog
alert.
Always dies, though. I mean, in every movie.
Seriously, though,
always
if anyone
dies.
Watching, listening to this is going to see that movie, stop listening to this.
But
you're not welcome here.
The dog dies.
Yeah, so like
the Wilson brother died.
Do they pull out like a 50 cal and like put it to the head?
Just or? Like
it ends like Wanted.
Rat-a-tat gat.
Yeah, like I was gonna say they take him behind the shed and you see like bush, like only parts and jibs of it fly out. They're like, dude, you didn't have to use a 50 cal. Like,
No.
We had this like 9mm.
It's just a puppy.
It just cuts to the footage from Rookie Ho where the man girl kicks the dog in half, right. And then like his fucking like, kidney inside. Falls out.
Man, what a piece of shit. Can you imagine someone actually got pitched? All right, it's a vehicle for one of the Wilson brothers. I haven't decided which. And Jennifer Aniston. They're like, yeah, we understand. It doesn't matter. And Jennifer Aniston, possibly Goldie Hawn's daughter, whatever her name is. Yeah, we don't care. Okay, go ahead. All right, this couple, they get a dog, and the dog's crazy.
You do realize that this
the
was
end.
This was like a New York Times bestseller book from like
it's based out
4 or 5
book.
Years ago.
I'm guessing that it's a shitty movie and it's a piece of shit.
They made a romantic comedy out of what was a really touching book.
Have you read it? I want to read it now.
They should make a romantic comedy out of Million Little Pieces. Puppy.
They should make a romantic comedy out of Where the Red Fern Grows.
Right.
Oh, no.
Dead puppies everywhere.
Oh, Yeller.
Wait, isn't that a Korn song?
Dead puppies everywhere.
No, that voice was too...
Dead puppies everywhere.
Whatever.
Good Lord.
It's terrible. The dog dies. That's going to be my new tagline for when a movie is sappy and shitty. It's going to be like, how was it?
Dude,
oh, the dog dies.
That needs to be a shirt.
Like, the dog dies.
That's it. Just...
No, because no one's going to remember this movie in two
weeks.
It doesn't
matter. Every movie like that, the dog dies.
That's actually true.
It's like, dot, 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 the dog dies.
It's like starring one of the Wilson brothers and current hot female celebrity.
Yeah,
in
no, it
the dog dies.
It doesn't even need that. They're like, what shirt is that for Rocky for? Dog dies.
The dog always dies. What happened to my dog? You shot an exploding arrow into its temple.
In Burma.
Yeah.
Burma. Oh, crap.
You may know it as Myanmar. So...
Why is
also
that funny?
Finally saw, because it's hilarious. I also finally saw Forgetting Sarah Marshall, which was intensely good in every possible way.
I still haven't seen that.
I don't know
Are
why.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you should
Do
watch
it.
Do
you want to rip it? I've got it here.
Yes.
You mean digitally back up a copy?
I bought it and it's mine. What?
And you're letting know. Josh
yeah,
borrow
you didn't read
Yes,
the print.
Joel, what? I wish to steal your copy of the movie.
It's a VHS tape. I'm lending it to him.
No! I got to return some videotapes.
Right. It is fucking hilarious. The guy
that's
in it.
It's so weird that it's so funny. Like, the title seems dumb.
I think it's poorly titled.
Yeah,
I think that's one of the reasons.
Very
it maybe
poorly
didn't.
Titled.
I also think it was poorly marketed.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was marketed like fucking Marley and Me. Like, it was going to be.
Yeah.
Right.
It is a. It's like a Judd Apatow movie. It's like a. And all the same people are in it. Paul Rudd's in it. Jonah Hill.
But it's
I think
like
his name
smarter
is in it.
Than.
The guy
like
that
it's not
stars
as,
in
it's
it.
Not as low as like 40-Year-Old Virgin.
No.
It's smarter than that. And
yeah.
It's actually really good.
This and there's a good romantic storyline in it,
yeah.
too. The 6'42" behemoth that stars in it wrote it.
Yeah. And, oh, that's right. That's right. And he's naked in it.
He's
I will. I just remembered that.
There's a lot of dick in that movie.
I'm like, oh god, full frontal.
Way more.
Hey,
than you'd
I'm flashing back now.
Way more than you'd think. There's dick in that movie.
There was a lot.
Plus, I gotta get to that guy. He's so big that a normal sized dick would look small on him. So he must be pretty well hung because it doesn't look small. He's like 6'9". He's
speaking
huge.
Of that guy. I finally started watching How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, is he in it?
I isn't that the guy that were the same guy that was?
I don't think so. I think that's different. I think you're.
No, I don't think so.
Let me double check this.
Anyway. Forgetting Sarah Marshall, it's well written, well acted, and it ends with a Dracula puppet musical, which is the
best.
Isn't
that awesome?
It's as good as it sounds.
I want to watch it. Like, I want to go sit down in a theater and watch it. It's so great.
The funny thing was, we watched all the extras on that because it was so fucking funny. And the Dracula puppet musical, the guy that wrote the movie, had been writing that in a completely serious, non-ironic way in his 20s. And everyone thought
makes
he
it
was,
even better.
Everyone thought he was fucking insane.
Like in real life, he
in
was
in real
doing
life.
It?
Yeah, it's the same guy, John.
He was in college, and he was like, "So what are you doing? I'm writing a musical. Oh, cool. What's it about? It's about Dracula. I'm kind of envisioning it with puppets." And like, you're a fucking moron.
I remember that episode of Angel,
and it makes it into his. It makes it into his like movie, and it was so well done.
It was good. It was great.
This guy was in Slackers.
Yeah, that's him. That's him.
Well, if now I can make a segue because I was right and not wrong. How I Met Your Mother turns out is a great show.
Everyone says so. I believe them. I just haven't watched it yet.
I haven't either. I kept thinking it was one of the
and
is he Allison Hannigan's love interest?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, that and Big Bang Theory.
He's Gigantor.
Yeah, he's pretty tall. But
he was in Entertainment Tonight.
Da na da na na da.
Entertainment Tonight. We need a theme song, kind of like, you know, like
Entertainment Tonight.
I really like that. You know, Entertainment. Tonight. Entertainment Tonight.
I recommend that highly to everybody. I actually really like Elle, whatever her name is. Kristen Bell.
She's
really funny in that.
She is.
And
she's
oddly enough, Mila Kunis was good too. I don't really
like
her that much, and she's good in that.
I have such a hetero crush on Kristen Bell. It's so weird.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
you are
know.
Weird about that.
We know.
She's like really well built in this movie too. Like, she's in a bikini for most of it, and she's like muscular. It's mm-hmm. weird. But the funny two things in that movie that are fucking hilarious, and I will ruin them for Josh. Number Aww. One is she's an actress. It's not that big a deal.
It's
she's an actress in a show called Crime Scene of the Crime.
It's so good.
And somebody goes, "Oh, which?" She's like, "Oh, you're in Crime Scene." She's like, "Yeah." And she goes, "Which one?" Oh, and he does the music for it. He does all the like,
yeah. Ominous?
Yeah, and so they're like, you do music for Crime Scene? Which one? Crime Scene of the Crime or Crime Scene Miami? And he's like, Scene of the Crime. Like, fuck yeah, that's the good one.
So good.
And
man, that movie is so great.
Her co-star, who is the Horatio character from CSI Miami, is Billy Baldwin.
Oh, that's
and
right.
Billy Baldwin is basically a bad Alec Baldwin impression. Like, his entire life
so
is a bad Alec Baldwin impression.
It's good.
And so, like, all of her lines to him are like, you can see that the semen made it all the way across the room, and like he takes off his glasses. He's like, "Well, you know, like he has like a Horatio line after every like semen reference." I don't know. It's fucking fantastic. Second of all, is they give her shit for being in a movie where her cell phone kills you. and she
it's
owns
pretty
it.
Great.
She owns up to Pulse in that movie.
Oh my god, no! Yeah.
Like her boyfriend and her ex boyfriend are sitting around the table, and they're like. She was like,
why can't you just turn it off, right? Right?
That's what I told her when she got the fucking script. It was horrible.
Take out the batteries.
I can't. I just, you gotta see it. It's fucking fantastic. Also, watch all the extras. All of the extras were fantastic.
I haven't seen any of that.
Yeah, get the DVD again. Watch all the extras. So, that was great.
That's awesome.
Also, anyone else got any movie news?
No, I haven't seen anything.
I'm going to move on to recommendations so we can get to the mail sack. My recommendation for this week, which I really wouldn't have expected, I caught the pilot for this and I had to watch the rest of it. It premieres in January. Is Damages on FX?
That looks better now. The trailer does.
It's,
or commercials, whatever.
Okay, I don't normally like legal dramas, which it turns out this isn't. It just happens to be based on lawyers and a lawsuit. But the series, Glenn Close is an evil, high-powered attorney. Takes in a young, recent legal law graduate under her wing and basically starts trying to corrupt her immediately. But the series keeps flash-forwarding to 6 months in the future where she is bloody, naked, and terrified in a interrogation room in a police office. And over the course of the series, you find out how she went from, like, naive new attorney to accused of murder. And it's just really well done. The stories are great. Sam from Cheers, Ted Danson, is in it.
What? I didn't know
he's
that.
Evil. Everyone in it's just horribly evil. But it's not.
I'll watch it just for Ted Danson.
It's not cheesy like the other FX shows at all. And Glenn Close is like a crazy bitch of evil.
FX shows can get kind of step out of the line sometimes.
Yeah, it's like crazy. Midget sex and stuff. But no, this is
wait, what?
This is pretty good.
What show is that?
Nip Tuck. They did a whole midget sex season. Trans too.
Season of it?
No, I'm serious. Okay. I'm not kidding at all. So I recommend Damages. Anybody else? Oh, and it's in reruns now, but it starts back up in January. From what I've seen of the previews in January, if you don't watch the first season, don't watch the second season.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It shifts focus. It shifts focus big time. I think you need to see the first season.
So anyway. It's rerunning now, the first season?
It's on like the fifth episode of a 13-episode season.
Oh, shit. Well, too late.
But then. I bet it's on Hulu, because all of FX's shows are.
Oh, okay. I'll have to look that up.
Anybody else got any good recommendations?
No,
nothing's
really.
On TV. Top Chef's on TV, which is still awesome.
That's not really a recommendation. That's you fawning
it.
Over what
Foo
you already
Foo Fighters
like.
Were on it.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's stupid.
No, shut up.
No, it was pretty cool. They were still cool.
Had Thanksgiving meal, and then this week's episode is going to be cool because it's going to be a special episode with all previous chefs from previous seasons. So good.
You sound six. And then I got a bike, and the bike had a bell. It's like ding ding, and they had big tires. And I was riding. I took the training wheels off, and the training wheels I took them off because I'm big, and I was riding. And I was going so fast.
And then I put on the bicycle helmet because I said I had to put on the helmet. And then I cracked the helmet, and it could have been my head, and there would have been blood everywhere. But I said it was just the helmet. And I was just fine
to wear it anymore. And I took it off. I'm a big girl. Josh, do you have a real recommendation?
But
you
something that was a gourd hat? And, no, I'm good.
Are you sure? No one?
Dude, I've just finished recommending.
No one experienced anything that they liked in the last 3 weeks that we haven't done a show? 4 weeks?
I'm trying to think.
I haven't been to the movies in a long time.
All right.
I've been moving.
It doesn't have to be a movie. It could be a book or a I'm still reading. Not Top Chef or
I don't
particular kind of sexual encounter. I don't know.
Well, but I'm not going to talk.
I'm
about
catering
that on the
to
podcast.
Josh. I'm trying to get him to.
I'm not talking about that. All I blog about that on LJ, but those are protected friends posts.
You enlighten
favorite
me.
Position of the week or something.
You enlightened me to the goodness that is nipple mustache. Today.
Oh yeah, that was awesome.
What?
Some dude trimmed his beard down his neck hair, down his chest hair, into a mustache that wraps around his nipples.
It was so awesome. It was so awesome.
That's quite the effort there.
Actually, I saw it on his LJ first, and then I saw it on like 10 other sites about a minute and a half later.
That doesn't make sense.
What?
Yeah, nipple handlebar mustache. Handlebar nipple stash? I don't know.
Yeah, I sent it to Eli.
Let's move on to Mail Sack, then, where we will take your questions from you, the audience, the readers and listeners. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God.
Is that it? Nipple stash?
That's actually kind of cool.
She's like, oh, that's horrible. That's actually pretty fucking cool.
That's how you know he's a man, when you can pull that off.
We're at an hour 30. Trying to keep it right at 2 hours, so if we don't get to your question this time, we might get it
suck
in post show.
Oh.
Or nice. Suck it. Yeah, Josh is probably right.
Either way. Whatever.
Josh is probably right. I'm
deleted!
If you want to support Hijinks and Sue, head on over to hijinksandsue.com and pick up a shirt or a signed print. Oh, that was horrible. Those fries are killing me. Also, check out vault.hijinksandsue.com and hijinksandsue.com/donations if you want to support. With donations, you get access to the vault, the post shows, behind-the-scenes art, and other cool shit. I actually have something I'm going to launch on the vault in January, do special just for donators that no one else is going to get to see.
Because of the interest, it'll be worth billions of dollars.
But I'm not going to talk about it until it's done. I've learned not to talk about things until they're done, because then people are like, when is it going to be done? I'm like, never, because I gave up on it.
Dumbass.
Anyway, all I'm saying is we might not get to all your questions. First thing... As I'm reading the questions, this is from Eddie, who did the recent guest comic.
Yay, Eddie. That was an awesome comic.
Colorful.
You put Denise in a gourd hat. I love you.
He put you in a fucking Leia bra.
That's
whatever.
Sexy.
Which, by the way,
Halloween next year.
Did you read the most recent comments? You already have a stalker for that.
Okay.
Dude, what?
On that comic, someone's already like
going back to investigate. Right
someone's
now.
Like already like, I want to lick whipped cream off Josh's Leia tits.
Oh, God.
Like,
oh, God.
Yeah, like anyone. Her.
Everyone wants to R Josh. Josh does need an R horn.
Oh, no.
Anyway. Eddie says, looking at what's hip to wear these days, it's almost like current fashion. Was that Creed singing that?
Yes. That kind of was. That was Creed going,
it's hip to be square, my brown.
Dude, we should record that.
Huey Lewis done by Creed.
Yes.
Time I want a new drag. I want a woman named Michelle.
Time Magazine presents Creed does.
The one that won't forsake my God. Oh, yeah. a new drug wide open.
Like the favorites going back in time.
It's terrible. They should also do Billy Joel. Play me a song on the piano, man. His question. Well, no, it's almost
they
like,
could do Guitar Man, but
I'm quitting. Guitar. It's almost like current fashion is trying to be the 80s. You're correct about that. What is the biggest, most annoying fashion accessory element?
Pop
style,
collars,
et cetera,
pop collars. It's pop collars. Today? Layered pop collars.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's,
you see that a lot in Dallas too, especially down at
the mall in Frisco.
Yep.
The mall in Frisco was where
say,
I learned about
it's a whole bunch
fashion.
Of it's a whole bunch of straight dudes that wish they were gay. That's
I was
what
say
I don't
more
understand.
Like Mockingbird Station. You see
oh,
a lot of that
on there. The mall in Frisco is where I learn about what's terrible in fashion, and I have two. I have two that kill me every time I go there.
I think one of mine might be one of yours. I think.
Okay, number
Wait,
one
is it both men or
no? I've got one for each, and they're both hair related. And honestly, it doesn't okay. matter which.
Then
it doesn't matter which.
Mine's different.
Number one is girls are doing gigantic 80s hair again. They're starting. They are starting like on the side of their head and like parting there over the top.
I haven't noticed that at all.
Oh, go to the mall and like big, super blonde, like almost white, and giant poofy 80s bouffant, 400 cans of Aquanet, and then guys are doing the same thing. So I can't stand
God.
It. There's a mixture haircut that guys do now. It's half emo, half 80s, where they have nearly rocker 80s metal hair, but then they've got like, I have perfectly positioned my bangs to where they are covering one and a half of my eyes, and I can't see anything.
And they do this the whole time?
And they keep running their finger across their forehead to make sure that it's always perfectly positioned. So me and my wife were walking through the mall a couple days ago. Oh, actually, you guys were there. Denise and Eli were there, and we'd all just seen a movie. And we're going through the mall, and I just bust out laughing because I saw a boy and a girl together with the same emo 80s haircut do the finger across the face move at the exact same time.
Oh, no.
To, like, reposition their
bangs. Well, they have to do it in herds. They hunt in herds.
They do move in herds.
They are from the bird family.
So
the emo birds? Bum,
bum, the emo 80s hair is the worst thing happening right now.
I hate...
They're flocking this way.
I hate the...
flock of seagulls.
The those boots that girls wear, the big...
Uggs.
Uggs.
God, those are awful. On top of the fact that they're supposed to, from looking at them, I assume they're supposed to keep you warm. You know,
like. But if you're wearing a mini skirt, it doesn't matter.
That's exactly what they're wearing, like the shortest skirt.
Yeah.
And those kind of boots, and I was like, what the
God? Fuck? Up to my shins are so warm.
Wait, I'm not sure I really know what Uggs are. I have to look this up.
It's the giant leather boots.
They're
that are
like the caveman boots.
They're lined with sheep.
They're fluffy.
Entire sheep.
Oh, okay.
But they make them as tall as, like, bitch boots. They make them, like, knee high.
Okay, so these have, like, no curve and no shape to them at all. Because Jen has a pair of boots that are similarly made, but they're actually contoured and make her legs look nice. I thought you were talking about those, and I was about to slap you, but these look awful.
No, these are, like, caveman.
Who fucking said this was okay?
And they're everywhere, and I hate it because
everyone's wearing them.
It's not that cold here where you have to wear those types of boots. Like, up north, I could see that because it looks like a necessity because... That looks like nobody put any effort into
the style.
Yeah,
the
style. What's even worse?
They're just like a boot.
They sell Uggs Crocs now. Have you seen those?
What is that?
Fucking plastic.
Oh my God. Our powers combined. Right, I am ugly footwear.
it's those shitty foam shoes with sheep on the inside.
What?
It's pretty bad.
What?
Oh, Jen has insert part terrible. Of it or is it a separate insert?
No,
because Jen Jen was actually wearing a pair of Crocs that actually had like a lined insert thing, and I kind of wanted to like push her off the curb into the street.
Pretty sure Crocs are not allowed anywhere.
No, it's pretty bad. They're foam injected shoes. They're injection molded foam shoes.
They're so ugly. Why do they look like that? They're so ugly.
Josh, worst fashion trend.
I just covered this. By screaming said, popped collar, multiple popped
collars.
Okay,
sorry, I wasn't listening to you. Denise?
I don't know, I can't really think of
boys
anything.
In tight pants.
Tight pants probably would have to do it.
Cool, I win.
Yeah. I think that's it.
Speaking of the Frisco Mall, I realized something. You don't realize that like things are changing until you realize you just saw something for the first time. And I was at the Frisco Mall... probably a week or two ago, and I saw two young guys, maybe 17, 18, holding hands and being affectionate in the Frisco Mall.
Wow.
And I went, whoa! Like, I'm actually inclined to stare, because that's never happened to me in the Frisco Mall.
Huh.
It was like, refreshing, and at the same time, I was scared for them.
Sure.
But I wanted to walk up to them and be like, good job! Like... Hope you guys have great sex tonight. I don't know.
I actually think that I'm seeing more and more of that, especially, I guess there's a...
You don't see a lot of it in this part of Dallas. I mean,
no, I have been seeing a lot more in this part of Dallas. Like at Tom Thumb, I went... The Tom Thumb that's like at Independence and Legacy or... I mean, it's headed towards that mall. And I saw like two guy couples walking around. Pretty like... straightforward. I mean, it was obvious, you know, that they were gay, and I was like, huh, that's cool. Like, grocery store is a good start.
Isn't that weird, though, that you should even have to think about that? You should have to go, like, good for them for just being normal.
Sure.
Yeah, of course.
That's bizarre. That was the realization that got me, is that I was proud of somebody for being normal and doing something that I would take for granted, and that's kind of good and bad at the same time, I guess. But whatever.
Oh my God, you already destroyed your shirt.
I told you.
Are you still
Joel
wearing
already.
That? Can I see it?
Look, it's all shredded. Oh my God. Shit.
Just throw that away. That is terrible.
Wow.
Technically, it still keeps...
So we found out how he did it. He's been washing with fucking jeans like a fucking moron. You wash jeans with nothing but other jeans. Because they're the only thing strong
enough.
That's
like enough. Eating a burger while you take a dump.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. No, it
really does. Okay, like you haven't done that.
What? Oh my god, Josh.
No.
I think I've done it like once.
Next question.
What are...
That's horrible.
Who was it that asked the question if you could continually eat while sitting on the toilet have like
a cycle going?
Just it would take a couple hours to, but could you keep the flow?
Were you raised by bears or something? What is
no? That,
well, he's being done now, I guess. Wait, what?
No, I mean. No.
Never mind. This is from it's Mr. Pants, first time, long time. Josh, in the last podcast, you professed a love for SpongeBob. My question is this. Have you seen or do you like any of the other fucked up children's cartoons like The Marvelous Adventures of Flapjack or Chowder? I've never heard of any of those.
What?
Just because it's called Chowder, like Chowder's not a word you can use with anything that's child related.
Wow, like man chowder?
Because that's the only thing I ever think of when I hear it.
Does anyone watch any of the current weird cartoons?
If that's I do.
You just forever ruined Chowder for me.
Yeah, congratulations. You're welcome.
God damn it.
Welcome to me.
No.
I actually do have one, because I didn't want to bring this up earlier when you were like, recommend something, because I read the questions ahead of time.
Wow, that's unusual.
Hey,
I know. I was on time today, too.
Baffling. Baffling.
Yeah, there's actually a cartoon on the Disney Channel that Eggwards actually showed to me here in the chat called Phineas and Ferb.
Do tell.
Which is, it's real simple animation. It's not going to win any awards for it, but it's cutesy and funny. They have like a pet platypus who is a secret agent whenever the kids aren't looking.
Okay.
I can't even begin to explain it. It's and then the bad guy is Dr. Doofenshmirtz, and that's a wonderful word.
Wow.
So... Yeah, it's good stuff.
Huh. Okay, so the answer is yes. And then he also says, are there any holiday traditions that baffle you or upset you? I've already told mine. Does anyone else find the practice of bringing a tree into your living room for Jesus hilarious?
Yes. Yeah, Jesus.
The whole thing to me that makes me irate is how, like, I actually went to my family Christmas party for the first time in, like, 5 years, all the way down in Shithole, Texas. And... The whole, like, Jesus is the reason for the season. No, he's not. It's fake. It's a lie. You've all been lied to. Pass the pie. I don't know. I find that ridiculous and hilarious.
The last time that I went back to, like, see all my family and do, like, the big family thing for Christmas and, like, you do the church service and everything, and I'm sitting in church and I'm looking up at...
Wait,
you know,
when was this?
This was, like, 5 years ago.
You actually went to church for these people?
I was there for Christmas. I haven't. That was the last time.
And you wouldn't have an excuse. You wouldn't be able to get out of that.
Right.
I'm gonna go sit in the barn.
There were two things. One, because this was the church that I went to when I grew up, so I knew like half the people there, and it was all very familiar. But everything about it suddenly was creepy. Whenever like years ago, it was just something that was normal.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm sitting there in the service and trying not to fall asleep, and I'm looking up at the big. You know, the cross that's up on, you know, in the back of the auditorium. And it suddenly dawns on me that the symbol of this religion is a torture device.
The cross.
Is a torture device.
Yeah.
Like, if Jesus happened today, we would all be wearing fucking, like, electric chairs.
Waterboards.
Like waterboards or an electric chair.
Jesus
or, like,
was watered on the board for your something. Sins.
And I was just like... I just never really thought about it. That, like, oh, he died for your sins. And, like, the cross is this powerful thing. Like... Dude, the thing was used to, like, torture and kill people.
Yeah, it's like the,
Sweet!
What's that pear? What do they call it? The something pear? It's a pear-shaped metal thing that they would put in your mouth and then unscrew it and it would open up and just break your jaw.
Oh, God.
Weird. I was just watching, like, Saw 3 the other night.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Sure.
That's ta-da! Yeah.
So, actually, the symbol of our religion should be a helmet that rips the top of your head off.
Yeah.
Backwards, like a reverse
so,
bear
like
trap.
The Jigsaw Killer yeah. is part of the
reverse
Jigsaw is Jesus.
He murdered people for your sins.
You guys
right.
are so
yeah, the co-opting of
whatever
a holiday
I love
called Christmas.
Christmas
by Christianity is very strange to me. It's probably the like second or third most shallow holiday we have.
Oh, whatever.
It is.
I don't know, man. I love Christmas. Oh,
Wow, Josh just found an illustration of the joke he just made.
Oh, no. No, somebody linked
somebody
it
in
on
the chat.
See, but you can... The reasons you love Christmas are not for the reasons that there is a Christmas in 2008.
That's maybe true.
You love family. You love food.
Lots of food.
You love presents, probably.
We're having suckling pig tomorrow night.
That looks good. You can have all of those things without pretending it's about anything. It's not.
Yeah, but...
Well, that's the biggest...
But workplaces have built everything around that, so you might as well just take advantage of it. Like, they let you...
It's gaming the system. I mean, it's just... I'm so
hell
sad.
Yeah, bitch!
It's just sad.
Well, and yeah, I mean, it is, but I think I've already gotten over all that because I'm like, yeah, you know what? It is kind of a fun time because people do get off from college and work and all that stuff, so it is the only time you can hang out with those people. And it's not because you would want to do it at any time, but usually you can't because
I'm not saying the celebration and the family should go away. I'm saying call it like a holiday fun time and don't pretend it's about Jesus. Well, it's not.
At that point, like, yeah, it doesn't really matter. It was like those buttons or what was it, the shirts, whatever. It's like,
you can say Merry Christmas to me.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what?
Whatever. This is your chance. You need to set up, like, register the domain right now. You can't say Merry Christmas to me.
Fuck you. Just fuck
and
you.
Just start printing up buttons.
It's just, I don't know. I'm a cynic, but whatever. Anyone else have holiday traditions that make them sad, though?
Make them sad?
That's the question.
Oh.
Holiday traditions that don't make any sense. Like putting a tree in your house for Jesus.
I like trees.
Well, then.
I like the way trees smell. I got a tree last year because I like the way the pine smells.
This great answer is brought to you by the Hijinks and Soup.
I made a geek tree last year. Mostly because the cats couldn't deal with having anything hanging.
Has anybody ever seen an umbrella tree or an inverted tree?
Huh? I guess not.
Okay, well, when I went to Mississippi a couple weeks ago for like the big Christmas party out there, the guys that I was staying with, they had a Christmas tree that, like, you know, it has like a little cross stand and then like the center trunk goes up. And then about halfway up the tree, the actual branches start small and they get bigger and bigger and bigger. And the tree is upside down.
Hmm.
It freaked me out.
Like a lawn dart that got shot into your
living room? Yeah, sort of. And then you put all the ornaments on it, and the ornaments go out.
Is that like a...
It was really weird.
What is the purpose of that? Is that
to be different?
A political statement or something?
Down with Christmas.
No, I think it was just a, hey, we're different than the Johnsons down the street. I don't know. It's kind of neat. I've never seen one.
Like an upside down cross?
Fuck you, the Johnsons.
Weren't burning it in the front yard. Jesus.
Wow.
You don't burn upside down crosses. They're just upside down.
No, it means more when you burn them.
Oh.
Anyway, next question is from a based set. We've answered this one before, but it's been a long time and it won't take that long. So we'll go ahead for any new listeners. How did you guys meet?
Oh, God.
Nerd Wes.
I had a friend when I was living at a college and not attending who also knew Josh. Did he know you before college through Houston?
Funny story. The February before college, whenever I was still in high school, UTD had their whole like...
come check us out.
Yeah, and where you stay there for the weekend and you basically just go live with somebody else in like those apartments. And I ended up staying... It might have actually been in... It was in Wes's apartment.
Oh.
And it was weird because it was him and some other guys. And I didn't know anybody.
His roommates were all nuts, too.
Yeah, no, they were all weird. And then all like the entire Houston crew was in that apartment. I ended up meeting all those people.
Yeah.
And then whenever I came next year, like all of the incoming freshmen.
I guess I assumed y'all were friends in high school.
No.
I know you couldn't have been, but.
But it was weird because the first time I ever met him, he was like, yeah, no, you can sleep here on the couch. Like, you know, here's your sleeping bag. You're totally cool. I'm going to go out here onto the porch, and I have this bottle of antifreeze, and I'm going to sleep with that.
With no cover and no shoes.
And he did.
Yep. So I knew him, and Josh knew him. So I met Josh his first year of college and my second year of being there, I guess. I wasn't there for that long. I must have just been hanging out by the time you were there. And then Eli and Josh worked together. And I started hanging out with Eli when Josh deserted us all and moved to some icy winter land.
What up, Minneapolis?
Me and Eli were like, for about 3 months, we were like, remember when Josh was here? How he's gay and he's stupid? And we and like maybe 3 months of that, and then we like started finding things to actually have in common besides
he's like,
knowing
like,
Josh.
I like Coke Zero. Dude, do you like Coke Zero?
Whoa, I totally
it's got
like,
no calories.
It's like Idiocracy. Wow. Like, I like sex.
I like
sex. I like money.
I like baiting.
You like Peyton? I like Peyton. You like money? I love money. Oh, we should still hang out sometime. So we filled the gap that Josh left.
Aww.
And then Denise ended up working at the same place they all worked.
And Denise and I had a mutual friend who was living in Japan. That's right. How we started talking at work, because my friend was living in Japan.
That's right. Neil?
No.
Who lives in Japan?
My friend Vanessa. She's the one who came to that karaoke party for 5 minutes.
Oh, karaoke party.
Yeah, and she was living in Japan, and she was like, you guys hired my friend. I was like, cool, what's his name?
His name's Jappy McAsian
Jap. His name's Denise. And I was like, that's a weird name for a boy.
Because like, you know we're a video game company, right?
Yeah, we only hire dudes.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, so then.
I think I met Denise when you started coming to the weekly lunch that I would go to.
Yeah, I think that's probably where.
That crew shifted so often that I started purposefully not remembering people. Because I'd show up and there'd be the three people.
Yeah, I think they didn't know my name for like weeks.
No, there'd be like the three people I knew and then like nine hangers on that would not be there next week. So I would just stop remembering people. Anyway, so that's the story. Great story.
And that was the origin of the podcast also.
Ta-da.
Well, kind of.
Oh, the lunches were,
Well, because you lost your job and then we were like, well, I guess we're not going to have the lunch conversations anymore, which were really funny. And then it was like,
dude, we had the podcast before.
The podcast was way before.
Well, it was between all that, I guess.
I stopped going to lunch.
Because we stopped talking at lunch. We're like, no, can't talk about it. Don't talk about it at lunch.
No, yeah, no.
You gotta save it for the podcast.
I stopped going to the lunch because I started doing the comics during lunch. Because I couldn't keep them up at night. So I couldn't go to lunch anymore.
The
lunches were like the highlight of my week. And then it all just died.
Aww.
Yeah. Hijinks and Sue was funniest, you know, back then whenever he went to lunch with us.
That's true. I can't co-opt your ideas anymore for comics, though. This should be a really quick one. I hope we're all in the same boat here. This is from Crabstorm. What are your thoughts on The Spirit?
Oh, that looks like it's going to be such a train wreck.
Yeah, it looks fucking phenomenally bad.
I don't know. I like Sin City. It kind of looks like it, doesn't it?
Hey, this is rated PG-13, so I don't care.
If you muted it, it does kind of look like it.
I didn't know that.
As soon as they start talking, you're like, fucking kill me. I like shiny things. I like things that sparkle.
Well, I don't know. Sin City had that same kind of vibe, though. Like, it was a little, like, I don't know.
Well, the thing is, though, the comics were... I mean, it's like, the comic... Sin City was essentially a storyboard for the movie because it's done in a very storyboard fashion, the way Sin City was done, at least most of them. So it kind of worked well. I don't know if it's going to work so much for The Spirit. And The Spirit turned into, like, we're going to get tons of super big-time actors and throw them all in a mix. And of course, it has to work.
Yeah.
Because
yeah, like, Scarlett Johansson's in it, and it looks ridiculous.
Yeah, like...
Actually, Drom sums it up. He says, I would have gone to see it, but luckily I saw, or rather heard, the trailer. The dialogue's fucking abysmal. Someone else see it, so I don't have to. If it's good, I'll try and see it, but I can't imagine it will be. Looks awful.
Next.
Let's see. Let me look at this list real quick. Jesse Monster posts a list from the Onion AV Club, bands sorted by genre, and asks us to read the metal bands' names. Uh-oh. So let's see if I can do this. Metal or metal sounding. Divine Heresy. Song title is Bleed the Fifth. That's pretty good.
Wow.
Engaged in Mutilating.
Oh, okay. This is I got linked to this earlier from somewhere else this week. I've read this entire list.
Lambs of Abortion. That's pretty good.
No, this goes on for like 800 names. This goes on for pages and pages.
Benighted in Sodom.
Oh, no.
That's good. Terminally, Your Aborted Ghost.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry.
Terminally, Your Aborted Ghost.
No, can I get some love for fecalized rectal sperm sewage? Excuse me, spewage.
Wow.
One Man Porn Groove Nightmare is their top single.
Insidious Decrepancy? I don't think decrepancy is a word.
Right. Okay, here's a new up-and-coming band, Cemetery Rapist. Their first album is called Your Daughter's Twat Filled With My Cock.
Wow!
Whoa!
That sounds great!
Oh my god!
Is it out? Do they have a MySpace?
Is that like a turducken?
Yes!
Wow.
A twak? I don't...
Twaducken?
I don't know what that means.
Give me some more.
Oh, you want me to keep?
Yeah, give me some more. I'm looking something up.
God damn it.
Oh, let's see. Methadone abortion clinic. That's only
methadone funny. Abortion clinic.
Let's see. I set my friends on fire.
That's dumb.
Hmm.
They should try harder.
Some of them are pretty out there. This list is like hundreds and hundreds of band names long.
Are these like well-known bands, or are these like just douchebag garage bands?
These are just people on MySpace, basically.
Oh.
Okay, Triumph of Lethargy skinned alive to death.
Can you really be skinned alive not to death?
I don't know. Cannabis Corpse.
Maybe.
That's stupid. Dude, you might as well just read Cannibal Corpse song titles. They're so great. Is that it?
I'm trying to get to like some causes cancer. Rape Door. That sounds like one for Eli. Undercover Slut. Insects with Tits.
Insects.
That's my favorite tits. One so far.
Wow, here's one. Minstrel Tramps. Oh, no. This is one for me. Diarrhea Till You Die.
Oh, no.
Could it just be diarrhea?
Which has been followed up with anal hearse. I don't know what that means.
My favorite list of metal band names. What's that?
Farticus. Wow. It's just that.
Wow. I am Farticus. My favorite list of fake band names is from Death Clock, Metalocalypse, when Squiscar named all the bands that he was in. It was, he's Swedish, so it was, he said, I've been in lots of bands, Agnostic Priest, Gangalore, Adildio, Al-El-El-El-El, Gognog-a-Mugnog, Alugdug, Fuckface Academy, Sausage Assassin, Financially Raped, Smugly Dismissed, Raped.
Sausage Assassin.
Oh. Huh. Okay, here's one. The self-congratulatory one-man reach around. Like,
wow.
That is a fucking
That's
band name.
That's not really a name.
Is there like an anagram that you can shorten that to? Or
I don't know.
So, next. Thank you. Thank you for that. Johnny Ace says, what are your TV hopes for the new year besides Heroes getting canceled? I promise you Heroes will not get canceled. NBC is... They got Brian Fuller back.
Put it out of its misery.
Brian Fuller wants to try and fix it, and I don't think he can. The dad from Smallville, or the Lex Luthor's dad from Smallville, is going to be Siler's dad.
That guy's kind of a douche, though.
Yeah, he looks like a fucking douchebag. He's dildos.
What? Denise, why did you just send me this German sex translation thing?
I found it on Reddit. I thought you might enjoy it.
It's like, I remember some of these.
Anyone have any TV hopes for next year? Things they hope happen?
I saw the trailer today for Battlestar Galactica. It was on TV.
Dropping a lot of hints on that little website.
The little trailer looked kind of cool. Like the slight pumping up for myself started a little bit today, but I'm gonna need more. Like
they posted like a 13-minute thing online that was called like "What the Frack is Going On" to try and catch you up. So I suggest anyone watch that. Also, the webisodes. I haven't watched any of them. I don't really care.
Yeah, I started watching the webisodes that came out for season 2, and those were just like ugh. So I didn't watch these.
Yeah, the ones with the resistance, they weren't any good. Though you did learn more about that traitor guy, the guy that eventually died in the suicide bombing. Yeah, it was dumb. I think in the webisodes where you find out that Gate is bi. He's like fucking dude and chicks and all kinds of stuff.
Yes.
What? He's like the most boring character. If he's the final spot Cylon, I quit. Ron Moore said on an interview yesterday that you're definitely going to be disappointed by the final Cylon because there's nothing we could do. No, you got to give him this. There's nothing we could do that could live up to the hype.
Okay.
Oh my God.
And the reason we're giving it up early in this part of the season is so it's not the final thing and it's not going to be the final big reveal because there's no way it could live up. My vote is Zack Adama, Duala, Callie, or Helen Tai.
I would have to...
I would love it if it was Helen Tai because she was such a fucking bitch and I'd love to hate her so much.
Yeah. She's such a whore.
She was terrible.
And seriously...
So what, you think they're going to bring her back? Like she
I don't know.
Comes out of her room, she's like,
yeah.
I was Cylon, bitch. Like...
Yeah,
I'm version 2.0.
I think that'll be part of the reveal, is that it's a resurrection.
Yeah, I guess maybe.
Also, Didn't they? They confirmed that somebody was fucking and somebody got pregnant with a Cylon on one of these webisodes. I don't remember who it was.
Huh?
Somebody, I think, had a baby with a different Sharon or something. And so there's like even more Cylon babies floating around than you know about.
Oh, that's weird.
Like, Cylon baby mamas?
Or? Yeah, there's baby mama Cylon drama all over the place. Yeah.
Oh, God. Why?
Also, I've decided that the end of the show, I've consolidated my theories to, you know, I've been saying the whole time that we're all Cylons, humans are Cylons, they're all the same thing. I'm going to say that the Earth that they found that was exploded is the remnants of, you know, this is all happening, it'll all happen again. That basically humans haven't been humans for a really long fucking time. And then humans are just the skin job Cylons further evolved and watered down.
I'm so afraid that last season is going to suck. I might just watch the first season over and over again.
Watch the miniseries over and over again.
Or that. Yeah,
right.
Okay, next thing.
Oh, when is Lost coming back?
What?
When is Lost
also
coming
comes
back?
January 22nd.
Still probably not going to watch it.
Kind of up in the air. Don't really know.
About what?
Just what?
Whether you give a shit.
The question, about Lost? The question being, like, what am I really psyched for? It's like, I really don't know. Couldn't tell you. Like
Lost and Battlestar are off the charts.
I'm going to watch all that shit. But, I mean, it's just like... Like I said, for Battlestar, I'm not pumped yet.
I'm going to watch the first two episodes, two or four, depending on how many they air back-to-back, of 24, just to see.
Watch, they're going to air 6 hours straight this time, because it's like more every year.
Yeah, I don't know.
Isn't he saving Africa in this season or something?
Before the writer's strike from like last year, they actually had started filming 24, but because it, like the way the story unfolds and everything, they went to Africa to film it. So they had to, like, cancel that and come back. So they had, like, four episodes filmed. They edited that into, like, a two-hour miniseries thing that they aired already.
Oh, that's
and
what
now,
that was.
But that was, like, a prequel to this season. Because it was too expensive to go back.
He's, like, over there saving Somalia or something.
I don't know. He was like, I gotta rescue the children! And I'm like, I don't care about the children.
Oh, poor Jesus! That's nice. That's nice.
Dude, he's trying to save Los Angeles from nukes. And do you think I care about four kids he's trying to smuggle out of one country into another?
Never.
That's so beneath him.
I hate those kids. He should shove a nuke in their mouths.
That's where he should send the nukes from LA.
Into their assholes.
Right. Redirect them to Somalia!
Into those kids' mouths. Their targeting is that good. Up that kid's ass is where this nuke goes.
Well, you know,
it'll contain the blast. So, next question. This is from Okono. What's the first thing you hope Obama changes or achieves as president? And I'll go on record as saying, I bet he has a really hard fucking time changing or achieving anything for at least maybe his entire first term. I bet he's going to be cleaning up messes for the next 3.5 years.
Jobs.
Yeah, I hear you on that one.
I actually read something where he said that he was reading, they had given him more reports saying like, oh yeah, so that information we gave you, much worse than we actually thought. So he's like, apparently that's going to be one of the first things he does as soon as he's inaugurated, is going to like immediately sign that to try to get it into.
Sign what?
To form more jobs, because it's going to cost like...
3 million jobs.
3 million jobs. It's going to cost like $675 billion.
He's not going to be able to do this. But
he's going to put it in, and they're going to try to...
He's
going to
get it started.
He wants to get the ball...
I was going to say something else, but yeah.
He wants to get the ball rolling to see, you know, because they want to do the whole, like, fix roads, do things for the government, like government jobs. So
when they talk about creating jobs, they're not talking about creating, like... IT or art jobs. I'm talking about creating government jobs.
No, that's not necessarily true as well, because you know how internet savvy that his group has been, and if you look and read, there are some jobs
I'm saying they're going to be government jobs, though. They don't really have any power to create private sector jobs.
No, that's not their goal, but jobs for people who don't have jobs now is a good thing.
No, I know. I'm just saying that you got to realize what kind of job. Like, it ain't going to be jobs for you and me.
No. I don't necessarily mean that. I just mean, like, automakers, like, people who, like, that's their lives. Like, it's sad when, like, Chrysler and places like that close down, because That fucking, like,
when... It kills entire towns.
Well, right, Detroit is fucked, we know.
Right, so, like, if they can do auto jobs...
Hey, maybe they'll start having crime there. In Detroit.
Wow. But,
like, they'll start...
Boo.
There might start being, like, crime.
Yeah.
Like, it might be a bad place.
You know, the first thing that I hope Obama does is tell AT&T what the fuck is up and gives me free unlimited text messages. Really.
Wow. You've got your eye on the prize. You got a broad view of the world there.
That needs to be, like, day one.
Did you hear they had to take away his BlackBerry? Which, yeah. Granted, uh-huh.
That's not going to last.
Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, granted, he has to, like, because of the fact
that... His email has to be not only secure, but it has to be recorded forever.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a security
Everything
issue.
Has to get shut down, so they take away...
Did you hear about the guy
3 days later, they'll figure out a way to like get that up to fucking government code, and they'll have his BlackBerry right back.
Well, it can't because every BlackBerry email runs
the
BlackBerry
server.
I'm
using the word BlackBerry here generically. He'll have a thing in his pocket that does exactly what he wants it to do.
No, he gets that. He can't have the piece of hardware that he's used to, is what they're saying.
But he can't have a Gmail account anymore or something like that.
He can if he's like Sarah Palin and George Bush. You just get separate email and keep all your super secret shit there.
Yeah, but like Josh is saying, he'll get like a super hacksaw to like totally hack a BlackBerry into like the new White House thing. So it'll just be called the Black.
Wow.
Oh. It's the Whiteberry for the White House.
He's black.
So yeah, a couple pieces of slam dunk. Okay, of Obama news.
It's the half Asian, half BlackBerry.
Good Lord.
They asked the Bushes if they could live in the guest
half Asian,
house.
Half BlackBerry. Sorry, that's better.
They asked the Bushes if they could live in the guest house so their kids could start school in January, and they said no. I thought that was cute. Bush is trying to veto a bill that would have allowed a gateway for free nationwide Wi-Fi. What am I supposed to block that?
Kick that guy out of the chat room.
Okay.
I heard about that on NPR. They were talking about it.
Well, you know, we have this big giant piece of the spectrum that is currently unused, and a lot of people want to see it go towards... A free nationwide Wi-Fi for developing places that don't have other options. We probably wouldn't actually get it. I can't block. Oh, this person here.
You mean like every other country that has like Japan? It's like, hey, check it out, badass free Wi-Fi or free high speed, you know, internet access for everybody.
He's not half Asian; he's half white. Anyway, I just realized you said Asian. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What? It's not Tiger Woods. our president, Tiger Woods. I wish we would be the last superpower nation to not have universal health care, but I know we can't do it. It's just not going to happen.
That whole system is just so... It's so broken.
No matter
the whole
what,
thing
there's
is
nothing,
so broken.
There's nothing one administration can do to fix healthcare.
No,
right now.
It's just it's rotted way into deep now.
Here's why. I've completely avoided talking about politics with my mom because I was positive she wouldn't be happy about Obama getting elected, and she said something on the drive back to Beaumont about Obama, and she went, you know, I didn't vote for him, but blah blah blah, and I said, just curious. I was like, I'm going to hate myself for this. Why didn't you vote for him? I just don't like what he stands for. I said, what does he stand for? Well, he wants socialized medicine. I said, what do you think that means? It means we lose our choices. What choices? What doctors we can go to? Yes. No, that's not true. It's not what socialized medicine is. And I kind of broke it down for him. We're the only wealthy country, as wealthy as we are, that provides... we have a socialized military... We have socialized now the banks of our country and potentially the auto industry.
We have socialized schooling.
And schooling, but we're the only
law
superpower nation that doesn't take care of our people's health. And you just leave it up to people to die with $80,000 bills if they get cancer. And in Canada, you can walk into a doctor's office and show your ID and get treatment and get prescriptions and get the drugs that you need. And she's like, what? And I'm like, yes, you're fucking brainwashed, just like everybody else. It just believes the line of, you lose your choices. It takes away your freedom. Bad. Oh, okay, cool.
It just cracks me up, those people that are like, oh, blah, 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 Obama's a socialist. I won't vote for him. I'm moving to Canada when he goes. Right. I'm like, oh.
Socialist Canada? Really?
Right, you should start reading like anything.
It's terrifying how many people die either broke because of their medical bills, or die because they can't get treatment. And we really do live in a country where if you don't have enough insurance, they deny you care.
It's the whole thing is just such a backward system, and it's really, when you really look into it, it's just all about money in the end. I mean,
you have to destroy the insurance industry, and that's why it can't happen.
It just, not even just the insurance agency, really, like the hospital, the big hospitals, like are like conglomerates almost.
They're owned by pharmaceutical companies. Pharmaceutical companies' profits would dip dramatically, like probably 90% down from what they make now, because, you know, you can't charge $90 for a bottle of pills if you're providing it for people. But the pharmaceutical companies, I mean, eventually they would lose the interest they have in delaying drugs because, you know, this one makes more money for us, but this one has better treatment. You know, that kind of shit would be over. Doctors would still be rich. Doctors in other countries are rich. Hospitals are still rich. You just have to completely reinvent the system. Obama's not going to be able to do that.
No, not in this lifetime. Probably not.
And the other problem is you've got too many politicians that are in the pockets of insurance companies. They're going to be like, no, fuck that.
Right.
I'm rich. What the fuck do I care? I get all the health care I need. So, anyway, that's all I would want. I don't have health insurance. If I got in a car wreck tomorrow, I'd be fucked. I mean,
don't get in a car wreck tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll try not to.
Yeah, don't do that.
Pro tip.
My daughter has insurance, and we really can't afford it, but she's got it.
Oh, that's good.
Well, I mean, I would stop eating before I didn't take care of her, you know, medical shit. But, yeah, I mean, it's fucking retarded. Anyway, anybody else Obama accomplishments?
I was just good with the free text messages.
If he can go for a triple-double when he gets that basketball court built,
yeah,
that'd be pretty cool. Okay. Maybe bring us a gold in the Olympics.
Really? Like Dream Team Obama?
Yeah. He just leads, like, you know, he's like the point guard.
That actually would be kick-ass.
Did you hear about the guy that died a couple of days ago? And I think it was like a fucking plane crash.
Oh, the email guy.
The guy that built George Bush's secret email network.
Died in a plane crash.
What?
Yeah, they bought GWB43.com, and they ran their secret email through that. And this
the
guy,
most obvious domain name ever. That's so great.
But this guy built the secure network for him and, you know, Karl Rove and all their cronies to send super secret emails. But the deal is, oh yeah, there's Josh just went there and it's like, what's your username and password? But a president's email, actually, I think any politician above a certain level's email has to be permanently recorded forever. And so he just like, no, fuck that. I'll just use Bushmail. Wmail.
Wow.
Okay, so it turns out the username and password are not GW Bush. And mission accomplished.
Try Scooter.
I'm not going to do any more because it's going to come back to your IP.
Oh, yeah, please don't.
So
mission accomplished.
I thought maybe.
Maybe it's mission and accomplished. No.
Oh, maybe.
Actually, it's W and W.
Secure his password.
Name and password. Anywho. All right, I'm going to skip the one about what's your favorite HE podcast moments because it's a little bit too meta because we're here doing it right now.
This moment right now. No, this
no,
one.
This one.
Now this
no,
one.
This one.
No, I think the last one. No, this one is definitely
the first
better.
Five.
Okay, I'm kidding.
The first five are all good, and then they've all been shit since then.
The first one was good. The second one was awful.
I'm not counting the ones that no
one
heard.
Terrible.
Oh. I'm
counting
the ones that
was
heard.
That was my favorite. The one that never aired.
Is that
the train wreck?
The last was, podcast?
Seriously, it was like...
No, wait.
It was 45 minutes of like awkward silence.
We can probably relive it.
Wait, hang on. It was 3.5 hours.
It was like... So... Hey, you remember on Tuesday?
Oh yeah, what were we doing?
Oh, didn't you say something funny? What was it?
Act like it was again on Tuesday.
I'll edit this part out.
Remember when we talked on Tuesday?
Like,
just redo the same
thing.
Wait,
ready? This Tuesday or last Tuesday?
So I was watching Lost, and I saw Hurley, and I was like, what the fuck did I say?
Wait, what did he say?
Oh,
it was right there. Like,
pull
I was
it up,
right
look
here
it up online.
It.
Look it up
here,
online.
Wait. Let me pull it up on YouTube.
Wait, and then
the clip will
then
be there.
The edited part of 4 minutes of silence.
that was actually I
went
felt
through,
so gross and just like
I wanted to stop. I wanted to stop when it was over. I was like, y'all left, and I told Emily, I said, we're never doing the podcast again. It's over. There was one episode of Magic, and it's over.
You were lucky that we ever did that again after that. That was such an awkward, painful experience.
I wanted to stop the comic and kill myself. It was so it was like strangers were leaving.
No, it was
when they left. I was like, I don't even know them
anymore.
When
we left, it was like we all pulled down our
seriously?
Pants and all looked at our junk and we're like, so this is awkward.
And I thought I was no, funny. it was like going like, over to a Trix house and then it really wasn't that great. And then at the end, you're putting your clothes back on and just like, oh, so, okay.
Well, do I call you?
I thought I wasn't funny anymore. I was like, I've lost it. I can never be funny again for the rest of my life. It's over, and I don't ever want to see those two assholes ever again.
Oh, listen, it was
so
three
and
bad.
A half hours, and then this was the best part. It got funny at the end,
and
then I looked
broke.
Over, and it hadn't been recording for 30 minutes.
Yeah, it was such a tenacious D moment.
Josh was riffing on like German sex talk, and we were cracking fuck up. And then I looked back.
We will never be able to recapture that moment.
No, that was when I called it quits. I pulled the plug. I was fucking, we're out of here.
I was so pissed off. That was like my one funny bit, and
we had
ruined it forever.
We had 3.5 hours, and I edited it down to like 7 minutes and put it at the end of one of the podcasts.
Oh, it was so bad.
That was my favorite podcast.
Okay, mine too.
Because also we had the shitty mics, and it was like...
So then we were hanging out, and it was funny.
Oh, you know what? You're not allowed to talk about shitty mics.
Because the entire time I sounded like this.
Yes, he is, because he bought his. You just used the shitty one I had left over.
Right. Like I would invest money into this fucking venture.
I'm just saying.
You were using that PC mic that comes with all those PCs from the 90s.
Yeah. Right.
On the
super long. Like,
the Logitech
It's almost a Bob Barker mic, but not quite.
Wow. But better.
One day I'll be a real mic. And
But never. So, anybody watch the IT Crowd?
Yes. No.
This guy, Trep, wants to know if you watch it and if you like it.
I do, in fact, like it. The first season was the most IT-oriented, and then after that, they kind of dropped a lot of it, and it got funnier on the good ones and less funny on the bad ones. I don't know. It's a good show. It's fun. I like the characters. I keep watching it. It's occasionally brilliant.
Is that the British show?
Yeah, it's a British show. The only reason that I started watching it, because in the first season, Chris Morris was one of the characters on it, and I will watch anything that he's ever
Who's
done.
He's
the guy that does Brass Eye.
Oh, you're always talking about that fucking dude.
I'm fucking all over his balls.
You're like 7 degrees of Chris Morris Brass Eye.
Right,
guy.
Because he's brilliant and fuck you. But yeah, after season one, he left the show. And some other guy who, apparently he's another British comedian, but I had no idea who he was. But he, like Chris Morris literally opened up the window and jumped out from like a 30-story building and like killed himself in the show.
Oh, whoa.
And then the other guy came in and was like, "I'm his son, and now the company is mine." And then I just kept going.
Huh.
But it's really cheesy at times. It's a sitcom. It's not like, oh, amazing story arcs and none of that. It's just a silly sitcom that is occasionally really funny.
And the thing that I was sad about is the American version, I guess, got un-greenlit because it was going to have Joel McHale in it.
Yeah, I love Joel McHale.
I want that.
No.
I want to go to there.
As a fan of the original, and that's funny that you say that. Thank you for that, by the way.
I want to go to there.
I can't imagine that ever being redone. Like, it's just really awkward.
I just wanted to see Joel McHale on a show.
Yeah, but...
Have you ever noticed? Tell me if I'm stupid, okay? Tell me if
you're
I'm stupid.
Stupid.
Thank you. Have you ever noticed how often he makes facial expressions that remind you of Mikey? Did you just now get that?
That's terrifying.
I'm not fucking kidding. I mean, I watched that show and I'm like, this guy is Mikey.
Mikey.
Like, and I don't mean he doesn't sound like him. He makes eye and mouth expressions that just look like him.
Yeah.
Like, constantly. Huh. Even has a similar vocal cadence. It's really strange.
Mikey could host The Soup.
Well, then...
Ta-da!
Let him do that.
Whatever.
But
yeah, the IT Crowd does have the very best intro to any show ever. Like, the opening credits. You have to see it.
It's a show about, like, an IT room?
Yeah, it's
a company?
It's about the two guys that work in IT, and then this other girl... bluffs her way into becoming their boss, but she doesn't know shit about it. And hijinks ensue, huh? It's just about how, like,
Boo.
They're super nerdy, techie guys, and
Boo,
she's just a girl who has
joke.
No idea. Yeah.
Okay. I'll watch.
But,
I'll never actually watch it.
Like the
I'll pretend that I
the would. Best episodes are the ones where they get out of the office. At one point, she goes on a date with a guy, and he takes her to a play, which is just about gay dudes, And the guy is like, says hi to all the gay dudes.
Was this
and
Gay the Musical?
Yes.
That was mentioned in the comment.
Oh, yeah.
That they went to see Gay Musical.
That episode, I was like, I was crying. It was so funny. Very little about the episode was actually about gay jokes or anything, but the entire setup for the whole thing and the payoff for it was just flawless.
Huh.
Thing
that I added at the end that I forgot about is they are making Machine Girl 2.
Oh, yeah, that was breaking news that I saw.
There is a trailer.
I have not seen the trailer, but...
Oh, post-show.
This was breaking news late this afternoon for me, because... I was,
We'll watch the trailer on the post show.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Because it's typically not good if we're all just sitting around going, oh,
we wonder if this one's going to have a budget. Customers, though.
Yeah, no, dude, the paying customers get your O face.
Yeah, they get the O sound.
No. Oh, Goofy.
Hey, no, Donald, don't touch me. My mouth balls.
You have no pants.
At least I'm wearing pants. There's like spam on this. God damn it. There's like malware on this page.
Did you break something?
No, there's like malware on this I Watch Stuff page, and it's breaking my browser.
Uh-oh.
It's like, hey, click this. Hey, click this. Hey, click my face.
Did you just get owned?
Maybe. Wow, that's cute.
The what?
I guess I can kill Firefox, but I had some stuff open I had to save.
Sweet, I'm going to open it up in Safari right now, just in case.
Yeah, I can't... Are you sure you want to navigate away from this page? Hey, you must click run to get to your page.
Oh my god, so much fail.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
The number you have reached.
Okay, now it's gone.
1-1.
Last thing...
To a non-published number.
Last thing for this episode. I got an email from a fancy bastard... with a special request. And I hope all goes well.
Uh-oh.
No, I am not doing full frontal.
There's your answer. And sorry. I can't. I don't control his actions. So
not on the podcast.
This is actually...
Not for free. That's for the post show.
Full frontal is in the post show.
That is for paying
customers. Right. But there's no video on that, so it's just us.
You're just going to do it anyways, and you're going to hear like,
What is that?
Put it away.
Oh, God.
What happened to it?
You're supposed to take that off.
It's like cottage cheese. What? What's wrong with it?
Oh, what?
Huh? Old Ironside. You're supposed to take that off.
Old Ironside. Anyway, I got a request from a fancy bastard named Jess Christine. Her website's jesschristine.com.
What, are you going to read this like Casey Kasem?
I am.
A dedication going out to Christine in Philadelphia.
It's a special moment. Like, take the music
down. It is a special moment.
Take the music down.
I mean, give me some happy... Is there any happy music?
Okay. The dedication...
All right, let me read this with no bullshit. This is a message from Jess Christine to another fancy bastard, Johnny Ace. I did not know they knew each other in real life. I always get weirded out when... I find out that people on the boards and stuff are actually real-life friends. I'm just going to read the quote. Johnny Ace, you are the best friend I've ever had. I never have to explain my stupid, obscure nerd references to you, and you understand my jokes even when sometimes I don't. Basically, you are me, only much, much cooler. I wouldn't be the person I am if you weren't a part of my life. Will you be the motorcycle explosion to my ninja tank? Those are both references from the comic. And before anybody freaks out, this is not a marriage proposal.
Aww.
I'm just asking him to be the number one geek in my heart.
Aww.
So there you go.
Aww.
That is awesome. That is what the holidays is all about.
I thought it'd be a good way to end
that's all
end
kinds
the cast.
Of warm and fuzzies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aww.
And
they're going to do it.
There's a preface. There's a preface to the email.
Thanks for that buddy.
Johnny can't ever be told about anything that's on the podcast until he hears it, and he never catches it live, so he's going to listen to the whole 2 hours and 20 minutes and then get to that part. So best of luck.
Congratulations, dude.
Jess Christine and Johnny Ace,
double bag it.
I hope it works out.
God damn it. Or don't, according to Joel.
Or glue the shit out of the tip.
No,
listen.
No,
listen.
Don't do that.
It wears off.
Yeah, if you buy the stuff at the dollar store, you should be all right.
But yeah, it's not that good.
Don't buy the stuff at Home Depot.
No, that's epoxy. That if it comes in two different tubes, you've ruined your dick. You have to get a new one.
They can anyway. Do that now.
On a mouse?
I don't know.
On the back of a mouse.
Oh, didn't they do that on South Park?
Yeah, they did, actually.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
that. My penis. So this Haijutsu podcast was brought to you by Christmas, Geek Love.
Aww.
Lots of Geek
Aww.
Love. That's going to be awesome. Send pictures.
No, what is this song?
Do
this
song. It's from Pineapple Express.
And this song is awesome.
It's on something else I saw recently.
It's on every
it's
cool hit
everywhere.
I think it was on Slumdog Millionaire.
Probably.
Which, by the way, the soundtrack to that was pretty fucking awesome, too.
The singer is Sri Lankan, so that would make sense.
Oh, you're so international. God. Makes me sick.
I like it. You say that like it's an insult. Like,
yeah.
God how dare you be versed in the ways of the world?
Ugh. Non-American stuff.
Ugh. It.
Anyway.
Merry Christmas.
Whatever.
Or happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Hookers.
Happy Jumas.
Enjoy your cold ass weather.
Happy Zombie Jesus Day.
Yeah. I hope your Christmas decorations don't burn down the house.
Listen, I love you all, whether you worship Zombie Jesus, Dreidelstein, Robot Santa. Actually, it was the Hanukkah zombie on something else.
Well, no, what was, what's the Snowflake Day guy?
Well, there's Snowflake Jake, and he also had Dreidelstein, and then there's Kwanzaa Bot, you know, there's all
Kwanzaa
kinds of,
Bot.
There's all kinds of
that's
stuff
right.
You could be worshipping right now.
And the goddess, too, that's for one of the listeners.
So, Merry Whatever from Hijinks and Sue.
Thanks to everybody who participated in the podcast this year.
Aww.
Guests and everybody.
There really weren't that many guests. Oh, yeah, that's right. This is the end of the year.
Yeah.
I forgot. We'll do another one next year. At least one.
Yeah, we'll do
both. Only one.
It'll be the that year blowout special.
So we really should get ready for the feats of strength for Festivus.
Sure.
One of you has to pin me. I'm hoping it's not
Josh. Denise.
That's a fight I would pay to see.
No.
Me what? Versus Denise.
That'd be, yeah.
How would I see that? I'm not sure.
I have ninja skills.
On a, I don't know.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know.
The end.
Good night, Walker. Good night, Walker.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
It's the year-end blowout, bitches.